This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network, which includes the Erotica Podcast, Erotica Sci-Fi and Fantasy, Erotica Loving Wives, as well as a premium Erotica Taboo Podcast, which contains more intense sexual themes. You can access the Taboo Podcast on Spotify or support the other free Erotica podcasts on Patreon, which will allow us to continue providing free content, as well as this gives members the ability to request future stories with themes of their choice. Links for everything are in the podcast description. This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction, with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. The Bimbo App Part 4 by MyPaName 3000. The Bimbo App 16 Bimbo Maids Kinky Cleaning. Eric Murphy. Mom sat impaled on my cock as I spoke to Bill Crest on the phone. From the kitchen, the giggles and squeals of Barbie, Tina, and Cherry doing the dishes echoed through the house. They were cleaning up after the wonderful dinner Mom made. Mrs. Juarez squirmed from side to side, waiting for her turn to enjoy my cock. "You want your daughter back?" I asked, surprised to be hearing from Barbie's dad again. I thought we had settled this yesterday. But I bimbified her. "Sorry. I'll trade you," he growled, his voice full of anger. He was a big guy. Someone who worked with his hands for a living. He could kick my ass with ease. "Bimbo for Bimbo. It's all I've been thinking about today. I want her back. We can trade. I did some poking around in the app. What bimbos do you have?" I asked. I didn't want to give up Barbie. She was the sexy cheerleader. It was fun having her for my bimbo, and all the other cheerleaders at my school had been claimed. "None of mine are for trade. They're mine. And your daughter is mine," I said, wanting to sound tough. "So if you want to trade, you have to part with one of yours. Tell me who you want," he growled. "And I'll bimbify her, then trade her to you." God, I didn't really want to give up Barbie. I had wanted her for a long time. Lusted after her. The hottest girl in school, but I also didn't want this guy trying to murder me. He wasn't a jealous husband. The app hadn't sent me a warning about him when he showed up yesterday. "So, I want two bimbos." "Two?" Disgust filled his voice. "You little fucking creep. I should kick your fucking ass. That won't get your daughter back." I bluffed. "You know the app. Who knows what it might let me do to you? What perk I could buy to keep you from getting your daughter back that way?" "Fine," he growled. I could hear the anger. He wanted to rip me apart. "Two. Who?" "Monica Storm," I said without thought. She was the first woman who popped into my head. "You know her?"
"Yes."
"And the second?" I hesitated. Who did I want? My thoughts raced until. "Chloe Hart. The porn star?" I could hear the exasperation from his voice. "How the fuck am I supposed to get those two? Not my problem." I hung up. If he could get those. That was worth giving up Barbie to her dad. The hot weather chick from the news and a sexy porn star. I could enjoy them. "Can I start bouncing?" whimpered Mom, her pussy clenching down on my cock. "I want a bouncy."
"Yes, yes, then I get to do thingies," said Mrs. Juarez.
"You promised. And you should always keep sexy promises."
"Yep,"
I said and slapped Mom on the ass. "Start bouncing."
"Yay."
She squealed and clamped her cunt around my dick. I loved the feel of her pussy sliding up and down my cock. She deserved her reward for that delicious dinner she made.
"Ooh, ooh, bouncing on my son's biggie dick.
Yay. Yay." Mrs. Juarez cheered. My sexy Latina teacher squeezed her golden brown titties as she watched Mom working her cunt up and down my cock.
"Bouncy. Bouncy. Bouncy."
I smiled at my teacher as she bounced her tits in her hands, actually tossing them into the air so they left her hands for a moment before slapping back down. She looked like she was trying to juggle her tits. It was hot, especially with that exciting cunt working down my dick. I groaned at the feel of that hot pussy slamming down my cock. I loved what Mom did to me. She massaged me with that amazing snatch. It was an incredible rush to have her gripping my dick and riding me. Just a fantastic time. She held me tight with her hot pussy. I groaned, savoring every last second of her pussy massaging my dick. I groaned, my face twisting in delight. She held me with that amazing twat. She gripped me with her hot cunt. I loved what she did to me. It was an incredible rush to have her massaging me like that. I shuddered, reveling in the incestuous delight.
"Bouncy on my son's biggie dicky,"
she moaned, her boobs slapping together before me. Her blonde hair swaying around her face.
"So goody. Just such a goody time. Fuck yes,"
I groaned, loving the feel of her hot cunt around my dick. I wanted to just erupt into her snatch. She felt amazing around my cock. Just fantastic.
"Damn, Mom, work that cunt. Just work that twat up and down my dick.
I am," she grinned at me.
"Ooh, ooh, just all bouncy on your cock and squeezing about you and making you feel just so good."
"That's right," I groaned.
"You fucking are, Mom."
She squealed in delight and plunged her cunt down my dick. She felt amazing around my cock.
She gripped me with that silky, incestuous flesh. I loved every moment of Mom plunging down my cock. She stirred her twat up around my dick. She wiggled back and forth. It was an incredible rush to have her doing that. She massaged me with that amazing twat. I loved how she did that. I savored how she wiggled her hips from side to side, driving me nuts. I groaned, savoring every last second of this pleasure. It was an incredible rush to have her cunt gripping my dick. She slammed down my dick before working back up it. I shuddered, enjoying that delight so much. Shit, shit, shit. I groaned. Damn, that's good. Just work that hot cunt up and down me, Mom. I want to come in that pussy. Yes, yes, I want all your cummies in my naughty waddy pussy. She smiled at me. That's where your cummies belong. In Mommy. Fuck. I groaned as she plunged her cunt down my dick. That's right. Only my cum belongs in you. She nodded. Only my son's nummy yummy cummies. I love you oh so muchy. She cupped my face and kissed me, her cunt squeezing about my cock. I groaned, making out with Mom. I loved her too. I loved what she did to me. It was a wonderful feeling to have that delicious snatch plunging down my cock. Her cunt gripped me. Massaged me. I loved having Mom ride me. Owning her. This was the life. It was a fantastic rush to have her gripping me. Suckling at me. I trembled as she wiggled her hips from side to side. I groaned into her lips, my orgasm building and building in her. Ooh, ooh, bouncy on your son, Mrs. Juarez said. Yay. Yay. You're bouncy on our owner and our student and our man and our cock, and it's just so lucky, and I want to bounce and be fucked and cummy so much. I broke the kiss and groaned. Just be patient. But I'm Esmeralda, not patience. She whimpered. She's at my Pilates class, and she has a cute butt, and she's so nice. God. I groaned. You're such an airhead. I love it, Mrs. Juarez. You're my fucking teacher whore, and I love you for it. Yay. She squealed. Me her Messiah is so greedy good. I love you it. I caramba I thi. She bounced up and down, her brown tits heaving, as the pressure in my nuts swelled and swelled. The pleasure hurtled toward the bursting at the tip of my cock. I needed Mom to come on me. I wanted to dump my load into her pussy. Smack. I slapped her on the rump and growled. Come on my dick, Mom. I want to feel that pussy going wild. Wild style pussy fun. She gasped as she plunged down me. Yeppers, I'm gonna cummy come on your biggie dicky because it's the bestest there is. Better than my boss and your daddy and everything. Yay. She plunged down my cock and climaxed. I groaned as her pussy spasmed around my dick. The pleasure shot through me as Mom's twat rippled around me. She climaxed on me. It was an incredible rush to have her spasming around my dick. She suckled at me. It was such a rush. The pleasure washed through me. I groaned as her cunt rippled around me. She nursed at me with that hot passion. The pressure burst at the tip of my cock. I groaned as the pleasure swept through me. It was wild having all that cum spurting into her twat. I loved it so much. I shuddered, the heat slamming through me. I groaned, my eyes rolling back in my head. The pleasure burned through me. I loved it slamming into my mind. I enjoyed every last bit of delight. This was an incredible passion. Shit, shit, shit. I growled. No, no, cummies. Mom gasped. Cummies in my pussy that are so yummies. Her cunt rippled around my cock, massaging me with such loving delight. The taboo passion spasmed around me. I loved it as Mom milked me. She took care of me. I gripped her rump, squeezing both her butt cheeks as I emptied my cum in her. I dumped my load in her like Dad used to do before he ran out. I groaned, my eyes rolling back in my head. I hadn't seen him in a few years. I should take Mom to him. Let him see what she's become. Give him the app. He'd appreciate it. Fuck. I groaned as I erupted a last time into her. Damn, you're such a sexy ass mom. Yeppers. She cooed. A sexy ass mommy with a hunky son that I love you with all my heart and soul and pussy. Smack. I slapped her ass again and groaned. You definitely love me with all your pussy. Damn, that's good. But now Mrs. Juarez has to love me with her asshole while she licks all that cum out of your pussy. Okie dokie, Mom said. She loves you too. I do. I do. I oh so do you do, squealed Mrs. Juarez. I love you me hermose I thi. I grinned as Mom slid off my cock. She made me feel amazing. I shuddered at the heat sweeping through me. I felt incredible as Mom slipped down on the floor and spread her legs wide. My cum spilled out to mat her blonde bush. I liked keeping her with that bush. It was such a Mom thing. Mrs. Juarez had a bush too. Thick and black and looked so hot on her. I bet all the guys who fucked her through the glory hole at the mall had loved that bush too. I loved that she made me so much money. She was a good bimbo whore. Just like Barbie, but I would replace her with a hot weather girl and a literal whore. A porn star. I had my fun with Barbie. She was hot, but she wasn't like Tina or Mom or Cherry. Mom gasped and squirmed as Mrs. Juarez started her feast. It was a delicious thing to watch. My cock was throbbing, so hard to just ram into her asshole and fuck her with force. I pressed into her butt crack and slid down, my wet cock finding her sphincter. I thrust against her anal sheath as she moaned into Mom's cunt. It was so hot feeling my bimbo's anal ring widen and widen to swallow my cock. I loved it so much. The pleasure swept through me as her sphincter surrendered to me. Yay! she squealed as my dick slid into her bowels. Me herma say I has such a biggy dick. Me love it so much. Me too. Mom groaned, her big boobs quivering as she squirmed on her back. Her lush smile and blue eyes were so dazzling. Fucky her asshole and make her squeal into my pussy so I can drown her in all my cunty cream, Eric. That sounds fucking hot. I groaned as my dick sank to the hilt in the teacher's bowels. Her velvety flesh gripped me. You have great ideas, Mom. Yepers, I do. She said. Ooh, ooh, like having my pussy getting all licked-y and lapped-y by Esmeralda so I can come-y. Isn't that an awesome-y idea? So awesome. I groaned as I gripped Mrs. Juarez's hips. I pulled back my cock. She groaned, gripping my dick with that hot asshole. I loved how she did that. I ran back into her anal sheath. I plowed deep and hard into her, my nuts slapping into her taint. God, that sounds fucking amazing. I thrust away at her anal sheath. I fucked into her bowels with such force. I buried deep and hard into her, wanting to make her come. She moaned into Mom's cunt, licking out all the cum that was in her. Mom squirmed, such joy on her face. Mrs. Juarez's golden brown butt cheeks jiggled from the thrust of my cock. I loved fucking her like this. I pounded her asshole, savoring her bowels gripping my dick. She held me tight with her delicious flesh. I drilled into her again and again. I plowed to the hilt in her bowels over and over again. I loved it. This was such a hot thrill. I shuddered, the pleasure sweeping through me. I shuddered at the heat that washed around my cock as I fucked her asshole. I pounded her cunt with force. I plowed deep and hard into her snatch. It was such a rush to have her gripping me. My hot-ass Latina teacher was my bimbo. My whore. I could use her how I wanted. God, I love this. I groaned. I love you this, too, mi hermosa three. She cooed. I caramba, thi. That dick is fucking my asshole so hardy and thicky and hardy. I love you it. I grinned as I fucked her, loving how Mom's pussy muffled the teacher's moans. I thrust away hard at her, the pressure building and building in my nuts. The need to come swelled and swelled in my balls. It was a magnificent one. I grunted, thrusting to the hilt in her bowels. I loved how she squeezed about me. It was a fantastic rush to have her gripping me like that. She held me tight with her bowels. It was such a great time. I groaned, pumping away at her anal sheath. I fucked her bowels with such passion. I hammered her anal sheath with force. It was a thrill to have her gripping me like that. Just a fantastic rush. The pleasure built and built in my nuts as I fucked her with force. Shit, shit, shit. I groaned. Ass, ass, ass. Gasped Mrs. Juarez, her face rubbing into my mom's cunt. Pussy, pussy, pussy. Mom squealed, her big boobs jiggling. I love you having my pussy eaten and the cummies in me eaten and my cunt eaten. It leads to climaxes. She shuddered as she humped her furred muff against Mrs. Juarez's face. I wanted them to get those climaxes. I ached for them as I fucked her hard and fast. I churned up her ass. I pounded her asshole with force. It was an incredible rush to have her squeezing her bowels around my cock. She gripped me with that tight asshole. I loved every moment of plunging into her bowels. I reveled in it. I loved every last second of this wonderful moment. I hammered her asshole, building and building toward that huge climax. It was going to be an awesome eruption. Yes, yes, yes. I groaned, her asshole squeezing tight around my dick. Shit, that's good. You're going to make me just explode. I want to explode in your asshole. I caramba, thi. The naughty teacher moaned, her bowels squeezing about my dick. Cummy in me. I want all those cummies. Yay. She started sucking. Mom gasped and shuddered, her big boobs jiggling. Her face contorted in delight. I loved seeing that pleasure crossing her face. It was a hot sight to witness as I fucked my cock into my teacher's asshole. My nuts slapped into Mrs. Juarez's taint. Her butt cheeks rippled as I hammered her. I thrust to the hilt in her delicious asshole. She squeezed down on me. It was an awesome moment to have her gripping my dick like this. Shit, shit, shit. I groaned. Oh shit, that's good. That's really fucking good. Make me come. Make my son cummies. Mom gasped. Yes, yes, and make me cummies. I'm going to cummies. You're sucking on my pussy and making it feel so naughty and goody and greedy. Yes. Mom bucked on the living room floor, her boobs heaving and smacking together. She was clearly thrashing in the throes of her climax. I loved the sight as I fucked into Mrs. Juarez's asshole. I plowed to the hilt in her, aching to erupt. My heavy balls slapped into her taint. As I drew back, the teacher moaned. Her head moved back and forth as she drank my mother's cunt cream. Her asshole convulsed around my dick. I savored her hot bowels spasming around my dick. She nursed at me. It was fucking awesome. Cummy in me, Eric! She gasped as I plowed to the hilt in her writhing bowels. My oh, so favorite student! I love you! I love you too! I groaned as I plowed to the hilt in her anal sheath and erupted. My cum pumped into her bowels. I pumped blast after blast of cum into her asshole. I erupted into her again and again. The pleasure shot through me as I unloaded all my cum into her anal sheath. Her flesh spasmed around me, suckling at me. The pleasure slammed through my body and crashed into my mind. I groaned at the bliss sweeping through me. It was a fantastic rush. I groaned at how amazing it was. A big smile spread through me. I groaned with each blast of cum that fired into her asshole. All that yummy cummy! Moaned the Hispanic teacher. her asshole suckled at me. Goody. So fucking good. I groaned as her asshole suckled at me. Damn. I shuddered through my climax. I gripped her hips. I held tight to her as I dumped my cum into her anal sheath. I filled her up with my seed. I groaned as the pleasure swept through me. I felt so good. I sucked in a deep breath, my heart pounding in my chest. Damn. I groaned as I pulled out of her asshole. My phone beeped as I stood. I panted and grabbed it. Just spam email, but I also had a notification from the bimbo app. Mrs. Mayers had hit level 2, making her into an exhibitionist bimbo, of course. That was good. I couldn't wait for her to reach level 3 and make her into a yoga bimbo. That would be hot. There was also the barfly bimbo perk I could unlock for her for 20 crystals. It required her to be an exhibitionist lover bimbo fucked in a bar bathroom by 3 different guys who weren't me. I could set her up to be a woman who picked up guys at the bar and fucked them for money in the bathroom. Nice. Just what I wanted to see. I would set her up for that later. She could start working as a barfly bimbo starting tomorrow. I had a dirty dick that needed to get sucked clean, and Nurse Tina was looking at me like she knew I had to be taken care of. God, my girlfriend bimbo looked hot with that sexy nurse's cap on. She dropped to her knees and cooed. Nurse Tina is on the case. You have a case of dirty dicky. My mouth will have to suck you off. Stat! She engulfed my cock with her warm, wet mouth. I shuddered as she swirled her tongue around my dick. She polished me with that hot tongue. Pleasure swirled through me as she danced her tongue around my cock. Fuck! I groaned as she bobbed her head, working her mouth up and down my dick. She suckled on me with passion. Oh fuck, that's amazing! Nurse Tina winked at me. She worked her hot mouth up and down my cock. I loved how she suckled on me with such passion. She was just an incredible dick polisher. She buffed me clean of Mrs. Juarez's asshole. I groaned, thoroughly enjoying every second of this. I loved what she did to me with her wonderful mouth. I groaned as she bobbed her head, nursing with such alacrity on me. My dick twitched in her oral cavity. She cupped my balls with one hand, lightly kneading them. Such a good nurse. I groaned. Just the best. She squealed around my cock and slid her mouth down my dick. My cock hit the back of her throat. I smiled at how wonderful it was to have her mouth wanting to swallow my cock. A wave of heat swept through me as she worked her mouth down my dick. She deep-throated me, so eager to clean every bit of me. She lightly kneaded my balls as she slid her lips down my shaft. More and more of my cock vanished down her throat. She hummed, massaging my tip with her passion. Her tongue massaged my cock, buffing clean every inch of me as she worked her way down me. It was so awesome having my bimbo girlfriend nursing on me like that. My eyes rolled back into my head as she reached the base of my cock. Damn. I groaned. Oh damn, that's fucking good. She squealed around my cock. She played with my nuts, using just the right amount of pressure to make them twitch in her hand. I groaned as she polished my pole. She moaned as she suckled on me. I loved that feeling. It was an incredible one. A big smile spread on my lips as she worked back up me. Nurse Tina! I groaned, her red hair swaying about her face. She winked at me as she worked up and up my cock. I groaned, loving the feel of her mouth nursing on me. A wave of heat shot through me. It was an awesome thrill to have her suckling on me like that. It was just an awesome rush. She swirled her tongue around the crown of my dick, sending delight shooting down to my balls. I groaned, rising toward that moment when I would come in her. I would fire all my jizz into her mouth. That would be an incredible rush. Yes, yes, yes. I groaned. Oh damn, that's a good delight. That's fucking amazing, you know that? She winked at me. Yeah, you know that. I groaned, savoring how she nursed on me. Just keep working that mouth up and down my dick. That's it. That's just perfect. She suckled on me with all that she had. I loved it so much. It was fantastic having her nurse on me like that. I groaned as she danced her tongue around my cock. My nuts twitched in her hand. I loved the way that she massaged me as she suckled on me. I groaned, savoring the heat of this moment. It was an incredible rush to have her nursing on me. She polished me completely and now was trying to make me come. Just the way a good bimbo nurse should. She was fantastic. That's it. I groaned. Damn, that's good. Just keep suckling on me like that. She squealed around my cock, nursing hard, her tongue massaging me. It was an incredible rush to have her suckling on me. It was fantastic. I was just enjoying this passion so much. The pleasure built and built as she worshipped me. Shit, yes. I groaned. Oh shit, that's just amazing. I loved what she did to me. It was so hot to have her nursing on me like that. She suckled on me with all her might. She drove me wild with her mouth. The pressure in my nuts swelled toward the bursting point. She massaged me as she suckled. Her head bobbed, her red hair swaying about her cute face. The ache at the crown of my cock twitched. I loved the feeling so much. I trembled, the pleasure building and building toward that bursting point. Shit! I groaned. Oh shit, that's it. Yes! I erupted. Nurse Tina! I groaned. I erupted into my girlfriend's mouth. The bimbo gulped down my cum. She swallowed it all with such hunger. The pleasure swept through me. I loved every second of the ecstasy crashing into my brain. Stars flashed across my vision. Yes, yes, yes! I groaned as she gulped down my cum. I erupted again and again. I flooded her mouth with my jizz. She swallowed every drop like such a good bimbo nurse. I shuddered as the ecstasy slammed through me. The rapture crashed into my mind. I groaned and fired a last blast of cum into her mouth. "Damn, you did so good, Nurse Tina," I panted. "Such a loving girlfriend." She ripped her mouth off my cock and gasped. "I love you oh so much, Eric." "I do. I really, really do. Yay. That's right," I said, grinning at her. I was dozing on the couch when Mrs. Waters got back. I wanted to see if I could cash out the money and just have it instead of it becoming bimbo crystals. I had all the bimbos I currently wanted, and I needed to support this new lifestyle. She wasn't quite back yet, so I did my daily roll. I hit 5 bimbo crystals. That gave me 399. Mrs. Waters' car pulled in. Tina's mother stumbled in wearing a trench coat, her body dripping in cum. She was bubbly, though. She did love being gangbanged. I sent her off to shower as the app updated. She had made me $10,394 thanks to a 25% bonus from her new perk. With the $10 credit I had in the app, I had $10,404 to cash out. I poked around and found that I could have it deposited into my PayPal account for a 10% processing fee. They sure didn't make it easy to find that. The creator really wanted to keep this money. In a moment, I had an email from PayPal that $9,363.60 had been added to my PayPal account. I stared at the number. It really hit me then. When it was the in-app currency, it hadn't felt like real money. Just a game. Points, really? How much could I earn with my bimbos? How could I get to my goal as fast as possible? But now, I could buy real shit with this money. It was what Mom made in 2 months of work from one bimbo in a night. I stared up at the ceiling, listening to Mrs. Waters showering, and knew that I was rich. I was fucking rich. I smiled from ear to ear. The next morning, I had Mrs. Mayer set up as a bar fly. She would work the same hours as Mrs. Waters. Barbie was off hooking downtown in the financial section, while Mrs. Juarez was at the mall bathroom again working her glory hole. Barbie came home first, having reached level 3 at some point. I had been busy playing video games on an Xbox and a big screen TV I bought with all my money. I could enjoy any fucking game I wanted. It was outstanding. Plus, I had Tina and Cherry trying to play the games, but they were too much bimbos to do well at it. But they had fun bouncing on my cock as they held the controllers. Mom was being a mom and making healthy food. It was a great life. First thing I did was send her to get cleaned up. Then I cashed out Barbie. She had me $11,475 and which netted me $10,327.50 when I had it transferred to my PayPal account. I groaned when I saw that I had $18,562.76 now after I had bought some things today. I was rolling in dough. "Let's see what you get to be at level 3, Barbie," I said. Ooh, I wanna know," she said as she came out of the shower. She was fast. Her body was wet and pink, her hair wrapped up in a towel. "I wanna know! I wanna be level 3! She had the choice between anal kegel mistress or maid bimbo. God, I didn't even have to read what those were. It was so obvious what I had to choose, maid bimbo. Instantly, a cute maid's cap and a little apron that didn't even fall down low enough to cover her shaved pussy appeared on her. She held a feather duster in her hand. "Ooh, so much cleaning, master." She cooed and darted off to start dusting, bending over before me. That caused her rump to thrust out at me with her shaved, wet pussy aimed at me. That pink twat was just begging to be filled by my dick. I had to ram into her. I had to fuck her so hard. A big smile spread on my lips as I moved up behind her. I rammed my dick to the hilt in her cunt. I filled up my maid bimbo with my huge dick. She gasped in delight, her head snapping up. Her twat clamped down on my dick. I loved the pleasure of her snatch about me. I gripped her hips and fucked her hard and fast. I churned up my maid's cunt, groaning. "You get to clean my dick with your pussy." "Yes, I do, Eric," she gasped. "You're fucking me so hard. Ooh, my pussy will buffy your cock to be all sparkly clean. Like a vampire's dick." "Like a vampire's dick? Shit, you mean from Twilight?" "Yes, yes, yes," she moaned. "All sparkly and sexy like Edward. And you're Eric. You're both E's. Yes, yes, you're so hottie and sexy and fucky my wet cunny so hard. Ooh, ooh, I'm polishing your cocky with my pussy. Yay." I pounded her hard, letting her babble her nonsense. I thrust to the hilt in her cunt, pounding her hard as her moans echoed through the living room. I loved them so much. This was just such a hot moment. I pumped away at her cunt with everything that I had. I fucked her hard and fast. I rammed into her snatch again and again. I plowed into her with force. With passion. I churned up her cunt with my every stroke into her twat. She gripped me with that hot twat, bringing me closer and closer to spurting into her. I groaned, fucking her so hard. So fast. I buried to the hilt in her cunt. I fucked her with passion. I loved the way she felt around my dick. I gripped her hips and churned up her juicy pussy. My bimbo maid moaned and gasped as I fucked her hard. Fast. Ooh, ooh, I'm getting all fucked-y by my owner's thicky dicky. She squealed. I love you getting fucked by his thicky dicky too. My busted little sister moaned. She darted in, her tits slapping together. Ooh, ooh, just fucky her so hard. I winked at Cherry as I fucked Barbie with force. I rammed into the bimbo slut's cunt, her pussy gripping me. She held me tight as I pumped away at her. I fucked into her cunt with such force. It was a rush to hammer her. She wiggled her hips from side to side, stirring her cunt around my cock. It was such a rush to have her massaging my dick like that. I pounded Barbie. My fucktoid bimbo was such a thrill to pound like this. I hammered her hard.
Yes, yes, yes.
I groaned, my balls slapping into her pussy lips.
You're going to come on me, aren't you?
Yuppers. She moaned.
Ooh, ooh, that's how a bimbo made really cleany stings. By coming.
Fuck yes. I growled, slamming to the hilt in her. The pressure built and built in my balls as I fucked her hard. I plowed to the hilt in her snatch again and again. I buried to the hilt in her, so ready to come in my bimbo's cunt. I loved this new aspect of her. She was so sexy. She whimpered and moaned as she wiggled her hips from side to side, stirring her cunt around my dick. She was such a good fuck. I loved her massaging me like that. I groaned, hurtling toward that amazing eruption.
Damn, that's it.
I groaned.
Oh damn, you keep working those hips. You're going to get all my cum in your pussy. Cummies in my pussy.
She moaned, her twat gripping down hard on me. I groaned at how amazing that felt. My dick lurched in her pussy. I was so close to coming. South close to spurting my jizz into her. I slammed into the hilt in her, my balls smacking into her clit. The pressure brimmed in my nuts. I slammed into her snatch. I buried deep and hard into her cunt, waiting for her pussy to go wild. The bimbo maid squeezed her twat around my dick. She held me tight as I pounded to the hilt in her snatch deep and hard.
Special cleany time,
squealed Barbie as her pussy went wild around me.
Shit.
I groaned as I buried to the hilt in her buffing snatch.
Shit, yes.
I erupted. My cum fired into her special cleaning time. It was a rush to have all that cum flooding out of me. I groaned, erupting over and over into her snatch. I flooded her with passion. I pumped my cum into her again and again. I reveled in this delight. I savored this passion. I shuddered, spurting blast after blast of cum into her pussy. It was so hot. She massaged me with her delicious cunt, giving me the best cleaning treatment a bimbo maid could.
Fuck yes!
I groaned, spurting one last time into her cunt.
That was good. Such amazing cleanup.
Mmm, it was. She groaned as I pulled back. I pulled out of Barbie. Cum ran down her thighs. She gasped and spun around. She stared down at her legs, the jizz running down them. She looked around then spotted my sister. She gasped and grabbed Cherry's blonde pigtails.
You have to cleany my pussy up right now.
She gasped.
We can't make a mess. Licky up that cum. It's a maid agency.
It is. Cherry squealed and dropped to her knees, her big boobs smacking together. She buried her face into Barbie's cunt and started licking. I shuddered, my dick so hard as I watched what she was doing. It was an incredible sight.
Maid agency aver.
Avert voided. Groaned Barbie, stumbling on the word averted.
Voided maid agency.
Yay. I grinned at her as she quivered there getting devoured by that naughty cherry. My dick was hard. I dropped to my knees, so ready to just fuck her hard and make her come. I pressed my dick into my little sister's butt crack, smearing pussy cream on her. I loved the sight as I slid my cock down and down her crack until I found her asshole. I thrust against her anal ring. She moaned into Barbie's cunt. It was such a thrill to push against my little sister's back door.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
She groaned into Barbie's sloppy cunt.
Biggie brother's thicky dick.
Her back door opened. I groaned as her sphincter slid over the crown of my cock. I groaned as I slid into her anal sheath. That was amazing. I loved that moment so much. It was perfect to slide into her flesh. I loved it so much. I savored every last second of being in her bowels. She felt amazing around my dick. Just fantastic. A wonderful heat swept through me. I shuddered, my face twisting in delight as I sank deeper and deeper into her bowels. I filled her up with my big dick. Oh, how she moaned as I bottomed out in her. She squeezed her anal sheath around my dick. I loved the way she held me. It was a fantastic thrill to have my little sister's bowels wrapped around my dick. She felt absolutely amazing about me. A big smile spread on my lips.
Shit, you have a great ass, Cherry.
I groaned.
I do.
She squealed.
I do do do. Because it's a cherry ass. And cherry ass is best ass. Purr.
That's right. I groaned, drawing back my cock. A cherry ass is the best ass. One that's never had my cock in it before.
Righty.
She said.
Wait, that.
I.
Oh, I don't care. Thinking is hard. Like your cock. And I love your cock fucking my ass.
The best ass.
Cherry's ass. Purr.
I grinned as I slammed my cock back into her asshole. She was such a cute little sister. And so much fun to sodomize. I fucked my dick in and out of her bowels. I plowed into her, reveling in the way her bowels gripped me. She held me tight as I plunged over and over into her. I fucked her anal sheath with such force. It was a wonderful moment. I loved it so much. I groaned as I buried to the hilt in her bowels. I fucked her with hard strokes. I plowed to the hilt in her again and again. She groaned, her anal sheath clenching about my dick. That was a perfect delight to have her massaging me like that. I pumped away at her. I slammed to the hilt again and again into her bowels. I loved the feeling of her around me. I savored the way she squeezed her bowels around my dick. I groaned, slamming to the hilt in her asshole.
Yes, yes, yes. I groaned, savoring the heat of her asshole around my dick.
You're going to make me come, Cherry! With my bestest best ass!
She squealed into Barbie's pussy.
Purr!
Uh-huh! I grunted, thrusting away at her. She could say what she wanted. I just ached to come in her.
Ooh, that's so goody!
Whimpered Barbie.
I love it up the ass, too! And you're so goody at eating pussy! I'm a kitty catty and I love cream!
My little sister moaned, her bowels clenching about my dick.
Purr!
I smiled as I fucked her. I pounded her asshole, burying over and over into her anal sheath. It was a lot of fun being in her bowels. I savored every last thrust into her anal sheath. I reveled in the pleasure gripping my dick. It was an exciting moment. I shuddered, fucking to the hilt in her asshole again and again. I pounded her hard and fast. She moaned into Barbie's cunt. The blonde cheerleader bimbo maid shuddered, her face twisting in delight as my little sister licked all that come out of that tight snatch. I grinned, loving this moment. It was so hot fucking my little sister. Just so naughty. I pounded her anal sheath. I buried to the hilt in her bowels again and again. I loved pounding her with everything that I had. I slammed to the hilt in her again and again. My face twisted with this passion. I reveled in every thrust. Every plunge into her bowels had me grinning in delight. This was the stuff that I loved. It was so hot to fuck her like this. I plowed to the hilt in her. I fucked her hard and fast, swelling toward my orgasm.
Ooh, so goody,
whimpered Barbie.
You're doing such an amazeball job at pussy eating. Such a good kitty catty. Purr.
My little sister clamped her asshole down on my cock as she did that.
Fuck.
I groaned, the pressure building and building in my balls.
I'm gonna cummy all over your cutie lips,
cooed Barbie.
You're gonna have so much pussy creamy to love, kitty catty. Purr. Purr. Purr.
I slammed deep and hard into my sister's asshole, loving where this was going. I thrust to the hilt in her bowels. I fucked her with force. I slammed deep and hard into her anal sheath. It was an incredible delight. Cherry thought it was a wonderful thrill to have that huge cock burying into me. I shuddered, savoring the heat of that big dick fucking into my anal sheath. I loved it. I loved it so much. I plowed to the hilt in her asshole, so close to coming.
Yes, yes, yes!
Barbie squealed.
Cummy's the best. Yes!
She bucked, her round boobs bouncing. They slapped together as she trembled through her orgasm. Her pussy juices drowned my little sister as I slammed into her asshole. I buried deep and hard into her anal sheath.
Cummy's! Yay!
She gasped as her asshole convulsed around me.
Purr!
Her bowels suckled at my thrusting dick. She squealed her delight as I buried deep and hard into her writhing asshole. My nuts slapped into her taint as I erupted. I unloaded my balls into her anal sheath, groaning as I did. The pleasure shot through me. The incestuous thrill of spurting my jizz into my little sister's asshole swept through me. I groaned as I erupted over and over again. It was so hot flooding her with my cum. I loved every second of it. The pleasure was just fantastic. I groaned through the bliss, her asshole suckling at my dick. She milked out my cum. I groaned as I emptied into her. She felt just so amazing. I dumped the last of my spunk into her.
Shit.
I groaned as I pulled out of her asshole. My little sister pulled her face away from Barbie's cunt and darted toward the kitchen, squealing.
I have the bestest ass, mommy. Me, me, me.
That's so wondrous,
mom said.
Ooh, look at all that yummy cummies. Let mommy lick them out of your bestie ass.
Yay.
I smiled and picked up my phone and saw that Barbie could get a new perk. Made call girl perk for 30 crystals. It would let her be rented out for the day to be a live-in bang maid. I could set the amount for her daily rental. I went with $15,000 for the day. Instantly, she was booked up for the next 2 weeks. Men wanted her to be their bang maids. I grinned at that. Mrs. Juarez was just getting back from earning me more money, too, and Barbie would be making me such mad money.
Fuck!
I groaned. I hoped her father never succeeded in bimbifying Maggie Storm and Chloe Hart. That had me thinking about my own dad. It was time to visit him. But I didn't want to fly commercial. Not if I was pulling in this sort of money. How much did it cost to charter a private plane? I smiled at that idea. My own private jet flying me across the country with all my bimbos. They could take a break from earning ore. I could unleash them on a new city for a few days. I could show Dad the bimbo app. He could make that young wife of his into his slut, or something. We could go out, have fun, fuck sluts together. I never blamed him for running out on the family. If I hadn't turned Mom into a bimbo, I would have bailed myself. She was such a nagging Karen, but now she was cooking a delicious meal and had such a wonderful pussy to fuck. I started Googling. Bill Crest. I waited outside the Channel 4 news building for the last hour when I spotted Maggie Storm. The busted redhead weather girl was walking up wearing a trench coat, nylons covering her calves. She had a purse slung over her shoulder, a coffee in one hand, and her phone held to her ear in the other.
Hey,
I said, rushing up to cut her off, my phone in hand.
I'm a huge fan, Miss Storm. Can I take your picture?
Hold on, she said to the person on the phone before she flashed me a huge smile.
Why, of course you can, sugar.
I tapped yes and made her my fourth bimbo.
Ever sucked a dick in a pickup truck?
I asked her.
Of course I have.
She squealed, bouncing up and down.
Ooh, I wanna suck your big dicky right here.
Well, one down. No fucking clue how I was getting the other one.
Good thing I had that sad sack of cuckolding shit to pay for this. I'd find Chloe Hart, and I would make her into a bimbo, too. I would get my daughter back.
You can suck my dick, then I'll take you home to the missuses, I said.
Boy, that was a hard word to say.
The wives.
Yay.
Maggie Storm cheered. The Bimbo App 17 Bimbifying the Hot Weather Girl. Bill Crest. Maggie Storm, the hot weather girl from Channel 4, giggled behind me, her heels clicking on the sidewalk as she followed me to my truck. The first of the two women I had to trade that little creep who owned my daughter had been bimbified. He wanted this slut and a famous porn star. I had no fucking clue how I was getting the second. I wrenched open the door to my truck and climbed in. I slid across the bench seat to the steering wheel. Maggie Storm followed in, her red hair swaying. She wore a beige trench coat, her legs clad in nylons.
Ooh, a truck, she said.
Wow. This is so needy. I bet we could endure all sorts of naughty weather in here. There's a 20-13% chance of rain. And that's rain.
She had such a serious look on her face that was at odds with the empty-headed gleam in her eyes.
Then there's lightning. Clash!
She clapped her hands together.
Right, right, I said. What do you have under that trench coat?
Under?
She stared down at it.
I don't remember. Let's find out.
She opened her trench coat and revealed a light blue blouse and a gray skirt. The blouse had a nice V-neckline to show off her killer cleavage. She must be wearing a push-up bra to make those big tits look so prominent. The eye candy of Channel 4.
Ooh, I have clothes on,
she said as my dick got so hard.
Yep,
I said and unzipped my pants. I reached in and pulled out my cock.
You have clothes on.
Cock.
Her eyes stared at it like a cat at a laser pointer shining on a wall. She followed the minute movements of it.
There's a 50-80% chance of a blowjob storm.
She leaned over and engulfed the crown of my cock. She swallowed it. I groaned as her mouth slid over the crown of my dick. She swallowed my cock with her hot lips. I shuddered at the feel of her sucking on me. She nursed with passion on my dick. It was an incredible rush to have her nursing on me like that. She suckled with the excitement only a bimbo whore could have. I groaned as I savored the way she bobbed her mouth. She worked her lips up and down my dick, suckling with might.
Shit, that's good.
I groaned.
That's fucking amazing. Just like that. Goddamn, that's absolutely fantastic. Yes, yes, just work that mouth up and down my dick. Damn, you're an amazing whore. Yes, yes, just the best fucking weather girl in the business.
She squealed in delight. The bimbo weather girl nursed on me with passion. She suckled with all the force of a tornado. I groaned, leaning back in my seat. I closed my eyes and enjoyed Maggie Storm blowing me. Maggie fucking Storm had her mouth working up and down my dick. I groaned as she drove me wild with her sucking. My nuts twitched and throbbed in her mouth. This was an incredible rush. She was just fantastic. I enjoyed every last second of this bliss. My hands clenched and relaxed.
That's it,
I groaned.
Such a good weather girl. Damn, you're going to get all that cum you crave. 100% chance of jizz.
She ripped her mouth off my cock and giggled.
Never ever never be only 100%-y,
she grinned.
Weather is a fi, a fic. Weather is dummy stupid and doesn't always do what you want it to.
Be 95-20%.
Just suck my cock, slut,
I growled.
I love you sucking dicks,
she moaned.
I suck my news manager's dick all the time. And he comes on my tits and then I do the news with his jizzies all over them like snow and I feel so naughty and it makes me so wetty so that he fucks me when I'm done and fills me with his cummies and says I'm a very, very goody weather girl. Just the bestest in the biz.
God, you were a bimbo whore before I bimbified you,
I groaned.
Well, he doesn't get to fuck you any longer. I own your ass.
For now.
Yay,
she squealed.
My ass is so happy to be owned by you, Bill.
She swallowed my cock again. I groaned as she suckled on me. How the fuck did she know my name?
I didn't say it.
Was that the app? I had only bimbified my three ex-wives, and they all knew who I was. Fuck, I didn't care. I had Maggie Storm sucking my dick. The ditzy redhead nursed on me with passion. I just savored it, her mouth working up and down my dick. She was so 100% getting a mouthful of my jizz. I closed my eyes and just enjoyed her sucking me as I was parked on the street, the meter ticking down. I still had 20 minutes on it. I would get my money's worth. I hated coming into the city. But this was worth it. She worked her mouth up and down my cock with passion. She nursed on me with all her might. I loved that wonderful suction. It was fantastic to enjoy. My heart pounded in my chest as I loved the way that hot mouth suckled on me.
Fucking whore,
I groaned.
That's it. Suck my dick. That's what a good weather girl does. She sucks her owner's dick.
She moaned around my cock. I bet that made her happy. I groaned as the pressure at the tip of my cock swelled. I loved what she did to me. That felt amazing. The pressure in my nuts swelled for that bursting point. I would just erupt into her mouth. Just flood her with all the cum that I had. She slobbered on my cock. She suckled with such passion. I enjoyed every last second of her blowjob. I would have a mighty cum. Just flood her mouth with everything that I had. I groaned, my face twisting in delight. She had a mouth on her.
Goddamn.
I groaned.
Fuck, that's good. Damn, just keep sucking on me, whore.
She did. She suckled with such magnificent delight on my cock. I couldn't last much longer. I grabbed a fistful of her red hair and held her down. Not that any bimbo wouldn't be eager to swallow my cum. I shuddered and erupted.
Yes.
I growled and bucked. My cock spurted into her mouth. Maggie Storm gulped down my cum. She swallowed that delight. It was an incredible rush to have her swallowing my jizz. I loved erupting into her mouth, the ecstasy slamming into my mind. Blast after blast of rapture fired from my cock and burst across my thoughts. I loved every last second of this delight. The pleasure swept through me. I groaned as she gulped down my cum. She moaned and shifted around. Maggie fucking Storm. I breathed, my eyes closed as I enjoyed erupting one last time. The bliss of coming swept through me. I breathed slowly, reveling in the power I had over Maggie Storm. I had one of the whores down to get back my daughter. Barbie would be coming home to me. She would be my bimbo. Eric Murphy. Mrs. Juarez came back all happy after a day of being a glory hole bimbo. The married teacher hummed, her hands rubbing at her belly while cum spilled down her thighs. She looked so happy, so eager to fuck me, but I sent her to the shower. I wasn't about to touch her when she was soaked in other men's cum. She hit level 3 today and had made me $11,575. I cashed out what she made. After the app took its 10% cut, $10,417.50 was deposited into my PayPal account. I now had a balance of $28,980.26. Christ. I groaned as I stared at the total. It was so much money. I couldn't even imagine having that much money.
Fuck Christ, fuck. I wanna fuck.
Mrs. Mayers pouted as I stared at the total. My newest bimbo was looking so eager. She had to go off to be a barfly bimbo whore soon, but there was time to enjoy her mouth.
Pleasey please, Eric.
Sure, sure. I said.
Come sit on my dick.
Yay. The MILF from next door squealed. I loved watching her do her yoga in her backyard. Now she was my bimbo and her husband was a third cuckold simp. The busta and gorgeous Mrs. Mayers straddled me. She had a toned and athletic body. Yoga kept her in amazing shape. Her short bob of auburn hair swayed around her face. She had such a soccer mom haircut. Her green eyes sparkled as she grabbed my dick and lifted it up to her pussy. I shuddered as the sexy MILF plunged her cunt down my dick. The wonderful warmth of her married pussy engulfed my cock. I loved cucking her husband. It was so hot having this busta wife impaled on my shaft. She squeezed down on me. I groaned as she lifted her twat up my dick. It was just an amazing rush to have her hot pussy around my cock. I loved the tightness of her cunt as she rode me. She gripped my shoulders and moaned in delight.
Ooh, ooh, I get to ride the bestest bestie best cock in the holy world.
She moaned as her pussy slammed down me. That's fucking right. I groaned, savoring that wonderful pussy sliding up and down me.
Damn, that's good. That's so fucking good. Just work that pussy up and down my dick. Just like that.
She smiled and nodded, riding me with her hot twat. I groaned, savoring the rush of her snatch gripping my dick. She wiggled her hips from side to side, stirring her cunt around my dick. The pleasure swept through me. I loved that married pussy riding me. I gripped her rump, savoring her hot twat massaging my dick. Her boobs bounced before me. I groaned and buried my face in between her breasts. I loved those soft tits around my head.
Yay!
She squealed and hugged me to her boobs. I rubbed my face back and forth between them as she worked up and down me.
So goody of you to let me do this.
Yeah. I groaned, loving her hot pussy slamming down my cock before she slid back up me. I groaned at how wonderful that was. She had such an amazing snatch.
Shit, that's good. So goody great, Eric.
She whimpered.
Ooh, ooh, that's just amazing great. I love you it so much. My pussy lovey dovey's your biggie cock and kisses it. Yay, yay, do you enjoy my pussy kisses?
So fucking much. I groaned. But it's more like a pussy blowjob. She giggled.
So funny. My pussy is all blow your cock and making it wanna just bursty in me. Then I get cummies. Yippee.
She plunged her cunt down my cock with such enthusiasm. I groaned into her breasts, squeezing her butt cheeks. Her rump flexed beneath my fingers as she worked her twat up and down my dick. She massaged me with that delicious snatch, sending me closer and closer to coming in her. I would just erupt in her snatch. Just flood her with my jizz. It was a fantastic rush having her cunt work up and down my dick. I loved how she massaged me with that hot twat. She held me with it. I groaned, reveling in this passion. She undulated her hips and stirred her cunt around my dick. She massaged me with that hot twat. Her pussy caressed me and drove me wild. I loved it so much. I hurtled closer and closer to coming in her snatch. I would just fill her cunt with all my spunk. I couldn't wait to flood her.
Yes, yes, yes.
I groaned as she slammed her twat down my dick.
Fuck, that's good. That's so good. It's goody great.
She moaned.
My pussy blowy job will make you bursty so hard, Eric. I love your cock and your dick and you owe so muchy much.
Good. I growled as she squeezed her hot cunt around my dick. The pressure grew and grew in my nuts. I rose toward that mighty bursting point. I would just flood her with all my jizz. I ached to erupt in her. I groaned as I came closer and closer to spurting my jizz into her twat.
Fuck, that's amazing. Keep riding me like that.
She slammed down my cock then rose back up me. My nuts tightened as her hot, married twat massaged me.
Her juicy flesh squeezed about my dick, swelling me toward the bursting point. I had such a big load of cum for the whore. Her hot twat worked up and down me. My fingers tightened into her butt cheeks. I rubbed my face back and forth between her big boobs. She moaned, bouncing on my dick and gasping out her delight. I just wanted to feel her coming on me.
Ooh, ooh, it's so goody riding your cock, she squealed. I'm a cowgirly rodeo slut.
What? Her pussy slammed down my cock and convulsed. I loved the way her hot cunt rippled around my dick. That was a fantastic sensation. She nursed on me with that delicious snatch. I loved every second of her twat spasming around me. My fingers dug into her rump. I erupted into her cunt. The pleasure slammed through me as I flooded my married bimbo with my cum. I filled her to the brim with blast after blast of my jizz. It was an incredible rush to have all that jizz erupting from my cock. I basted her snatch.
Ooh, ooh, cummies in my cunny!
The climaxing bimbo moaned, holding me tight to her breasts. I groaned between those lush tits as I pumped her cunt full of my spunk. I filled her with my seed as her hot pussy rippled around me. She suckled at me with that wonderful twat. It felt so amazing. I erupted into her snatch again and again. The pleasure slammed into my mind again and again. I was in heaven as I unloaded into her snatch. I filled her up. Her cunt rippled around me, suckling out every drop of cum that I had in my nuts. Bliss filled me as I finished erupting.
Damn!
I groaned, my head lolling back on the couch. I stared up at the ceiling, feeling so damned good right now.
Ooh, I have to get going to the bar!
Mrs. Mayers gasped and lifted her cunt off my cock. She darted for the coat rack and grabbed her beige trench coat. She pulled that on as Mrs. Waters came down the stairs to go work her shift at the strip club.
Bye, Eric!
Bye!
Mrs. Waters said. The two bimbos were out the door while a naked and wet Mrs. Juarez rubbed at her pussy. She looked so eager for me. I smiled at her and grabbed my phone. She had hit level 3. All the other bimbos so far had a choice at level 3, but she had already had one at level 2, whether she would be a cocksucker or a pussy licker. I tapped her profile on the app and saw that there was no choice for me to pick at level 3. She would become a cum slut bimbo. She would crave cum so much. Just want to drink it down, preferably straight from the source. She licked her lips and stared at my wet dick. A new perk popped up for her now that she was level 3. The Glory Hole Slut Extraordinaire perk costed 30 bimbo crystals and would allow her to earn 25% more at the Glory Hole. An easy buy. It dropped me to 339 crystals. The jangle of handcuffs echoed through the house. I looked up to see Tina racing from the back with her handcuffs in hand and her nurse hat on her head. My bimbo girlfriend had that look in her eyes. She still loved bondage even as a nurse dedicated to taking care of me.
Eric, I love you oh, so much with all my heart.
She shook the cuffs before me.
Please, love me back with all your heart and cock and soul and come in handcuffs.
I smiled at her and took the cuffs from her.
Hand behind your back, Nurse Tina. You've been bad.
I have. Her eyes widened and tears filled in them.
I don't mean to be bad. I'm so sorry.
I winced and now I felt bad.
No, you've been naughty.
And have to be cuffed. You're never bad, Tina. You're an amazing nurse bimbo girlfriend. She instantly brightened up.
Yay. I'm not bad. I'm naughty and goody and wonder-mustful.
Sure, whatever made up words you want to say, I said.
Now turn around to be cuffed.
She turned around and thrust her hands behind her back. Her cute rump wiggled at me while her pussy juices already trickled down her thighs from her shaved cunt. I slapped the cuff on her right wrist then her left. They ratcheted but not tight. I didn't want to hurt her.
Now fall to your knees and lick out Mrs. Juarez's pussy,
I growled.
Stat!
Yes, Dr. Eric, sir,
she squealed. Tina darted to our teacher, red hair flying behind my girlfriend. She dropped to her knees and pressed her face into the bimbo teacher's cunt. The Latina MILF gasped in delight, her golden brown boobies jiggling.
I carambai thei!
She moaned, her body shaking.
That's so goody of you.
Ooh, ooh, such a naughty and nicey nurse. I love you, Tina. I love you and your pussy and your cunt and all your nummy juices. Tina moaned, her voice muffled by the teacher's hot cunt.
I smiled and moved up behind my bimbo. I was so ready to just fuck her hard. I dropped to my knees and rubbed my wet cock into her hot vulva. I thrust into my bimbo girlfriend's cunt. She moaned in delight as filled up her pussy. It was so delicious being in her snatch. She was even tighter than Mrs. Mayer's. This wasn't a whore's pussy. Only my dick had ever been in this cunt. Would ever be in this cunt. I would never, ever give this slut up. I pumped away at her twat. I fucked the girl I loved. My best friend. God, I would marry her one day. Make her my bimbo bride. I smiled as I thought of that. I pounded her with force. I thrust to the hilt in her cunt again and again.
Ooh, ooh, such a naughty pute girl. Moaned Mrs. Juarez. She squirmed there, grinding her thick bush into my girlfriend's face.
Yes, just all licking me.
Ooh, ooh, just loving my cono.
Yes, love that cono.
I groaned, fucking my girlfriend in the cunt hard. I pounded her snatch. She had just a wonderful twat. Eat her out and drown in her pussy cream, Nurse Tina. That's what naughty girls have to do.
Yuppers.
She moaned, her cuffs rattling. Her fingers twitched. She licked at the Hispanic bimbo's twat, just feasting on her. It was hot to witness.
I loved the sight as I fucked my bimbo girlfriend's cunt. I pounded her with force. I buried deep and hard into her as she ate out the whore's cunt. Our bimbo teacher gasped and groaned in delight, loving what Nurse Tina did. The naughty bimbo nurse feasted on the teacher's cunt. I knew Tina was in heaven right now. She had her hands cuffed and her pussy full of my cock. Plus, she had the bonus of devouring another bimbo's snatch. I could feel the happiness from how she squeezed her cunt around my dick. She massaged me with her hot snatch as I fucked her cunt with force. I buried into her again and again, my nuts slapping into her taint. Yummy pussy, moaned the naughty bimbo nurse. It tastes so healthy and goody and perfecty and nummy. I'm so glad to hear that. I groaned as I fucked into her snatch. Yes, yes, you have to keep all my bimbo whores healthy, Nurse Tina. I'm on it, Dr. Eric. She moaned, her pussy clamping down on my dick. You're a doctor? Mrs. Juarez gasped. Oh, I always knew you were a smarty-pantsy boy. Yay. That's so needy. Dr. Eric. I groaned as I fucked into my girlfriend's cunt. Bimbos were so impressionable. I loved it. I thrust to the hilt in Tina's cunt again and again. It was just so hot having her pussy around my cock. She held me tight as I fucked her hard and fast. I buried into her with such force. It was a delight to fuck her like this. To experience this joy around my dick. She had such a wonderful cunt around my cock. It was fantastic to enjoy. Just a wonderful moment to fuck her twat. I enjoyed every last second of her hot cunt around my dick. She would have me coming soon. I would be erupting into her twat. Just filling my cuffed bimbo nurse with my jizz. Mrs. Juarez moaned, her big, golden brown tits jiggling over my head. She swayed from side to side there, her face twisting in delight. She quivered there as I fucked to the hilt in that hot and tight nurse cunt. I pounded her hard and fast. My dick buried deep and hard into her snatch. I fucked her with force. I loved how she gripped me. She held me tight with that amazing twat. She felt so good about me. I loved every thrust into her snatch. I churned her up, her cunt massaging me. Ooh, Dr. Eric. She moaned. My sexy, wexy boyfriend. I love you when you fuck me while I'm doing my checkies ups of pussies. Ooh, I have to wiggle about in her cunty hole like this. Mrs. Juarez gasped. Yes, yes, checky up my pussy. I love it. Ooh, such a good pute nurse. Tina. I slammed to the hilt in my girlfriend's cunt as she feasted on the teacher's twat. I stirred her up, my nuts slapping into her shaved vulva. Into her clit. She moaned, her cuffs rattling as she feasted on hot pussy. Owning my bimbos was so wild. I fucked her hard and fast, the pressure building in my nuts. I hurtled toward that moment of eruption. I wanted to burst in her cunt. I just ached to explode in her. It would be so fantastic. The pleasure built and built in my nuts. I loved plunging away at her snatch. I fucked her with force. I pounded her with everything that I had. It was just so great to slam into her. She moaned into Mrs. Juarez's pussy. The teacher tossed her head, her dark hair dancing. Ooh, that's so goody. Gasped Mrs. Juarez. I'm gonna cummies. I carambaya the eye. She bucked as she drowned my bimbo girlfriend in pussy cream. It was so hot to watch as I fucked to the hilt in Tina's cunt. She moaned as she licked up the juices. My cock churned up her twat, my nuts about to erupt. You did a great job, Nurse Tina. I groaned. Just fantastic job. Yay. She squealed, her pussy clamping down on my cock. I did an awesome-y job. Yay. Her pussy went wild around my cock. She squealed as she came. I groaned as her pussy rippled around my dick. It was wonderful having all that bliss washing around me. The pleasure suckled at me as I buried to the hilt in her cunt. Fuck yes. I groaned as I erupted into Nurse Tina's pussy. Cummies. She gasped, her cunt spasming around my erupting dick. I spurted my jizz into her cunt. Each blast sent bliss sweeping through my body and crashing into my mind. I groaned with each eruption as I basted my bimbo girlfriend's twat in my seed her pussy writhed around me. She suckled at me. I groaned while Mrs. Juarez whimpered. Her head tossed and boobs jiggled as she ground her furred muff on my bimbo girlfriend's mouth. Tina's twat suckled at my dick. She nursed out my cum. I grunted as I filled her with my jizz. Nurse Tina. Gasped the bimbo teacher. Her boobs jiggled. Oh, that's so good, Nurse Tina. Yes, it is. I groaned, my cock throbbing in Tina's pussy. I erupted one last time. Fuck, you're great. I am greedy great. Tina squealed. She ripped her mouth from the teacher's pussy and turned around on her knees, her cunt sliding off my cock. She had such a big smile on her lips. She couldn't throw her arms around my neck, they were cuffed behind her, but she could kiss me. Her lips were soaked in spicy pussy cream. I loved that so much. It was a wonderful moment to experience. I kissed her. She thrust her tongue into my mouth. She flicked around in me. I shuddered at how good that was. I stroked my hands down her side as we made out. Her boobs rubbed into my chest, her nipples hard. I loved kissing her. I gripped her hips, my dick dripping in her pussy cream. She whimpered into the kiss, so loving. I need the cummies in her. Exploded from Mrs. Juarez. Now. There are jizzies to lick up. Please, I have to lick them up and enjoy them and drink them out of her pussy. I broke the kiss and smiled. Tina, you have to sit on her face. It's the only fair way she can get to come out of your pussy with you cuffed. She needs it.
Stat.
Righty away, Dr. Eric. Tina said, grinning from ear to ear. I love you so much. I'm your Nissy girlfriend.
Yes, you are.
I said. She moved on her knees as Mrs. Juarez sank onto her back. The MILF lay there, her big boobs piling into two lush mounds. They were so hot to look at. I loved the sight as I grabbed a throw pillow off the couch. Mom kept them scattered about. I lifted Mrs. Juarez's hips and shoved it beneath. Her rump settled down on it. That was perfect. I loved how it elevated her up to the perfect position to fuck her. My dick was so hard. Just so eager to pound her asshole.
Tina planted her bald muff on the teacher's mouth. The bimbo nurse gasped, her hands bound behind her back. She shuddered, her round boobs jiggling. She moaned, her face twisting in delight. Mrs. Juarez trembled as she licked all the cum out of Tina's cunt.
Cummies, sighed the teacher in relief. She really was a cum slut now.
I smiled and pressed my wet cock into the teacher's butt crack. I found her asshole and thrust against it. She moaned into my bimbo girlfriend's cunt. That was hot to hear as I drilled again that back door. The teacher's anal ring widened and widened. She moaned as her asshole slid around my cock. I groaned as I sank into the velvety grip of her back door. I loved the way her bowels engulfed me. She had such a wonderful grip on my cock. It was just fantastic to be all the way in her.
Shit.
I groaned.
Oh shit, that's good.
Damn.
I carambay I.
Whimpered the MILF.
You're so naughty, Dr. Eric. Ooh, ooh, your biggie dick is in my buddy hole.
Yep, part of your exam. I groaned.
Rectal examine. I have to ass fuck you while you lick my cum out of Nurse Tina's yummy cunt. I have a yummy cunt.
Tina squealed in delight and bounded on the teacher's face.
Yippee.
I sank to the hilt in Mrs. Juarez's asshole. The bimbo teacher moaned, her boobs jiggling as she gripped my cock in her bowels. I loved that wonderful feeling of having her around me. It was an exciting rush to have all her velvety she squeezing about me. I gripped her hips and drew back my dick. She moaned into my bimbo girlfriend's pussy. I loved the sounds that Tina made as she squirmed on the teacher's mouth. Tina whimpered, her red hair dancing and boobs bouncing. She looked so sexy with her nurse's cap perched on her head.
Lick all the cummies out of my pussy, Stady, gasped Nurse Tina. Ooh, ooh, that's it. Licky my pussy, you slutty patient. Yes, you have to eat all the cummies out of me. Dr. Eric says so. He's always super righty.
Yes, I am. I growled, fucking to the hilt in the teacher's tight bowels again and again. I reveled in her velvety she squeezing around me. She massaged me with that delicious asshole. I loved pumping away at her. She gripped me with force. She drove me wild with her tight bowels. It was an exciting moment. I fucked into her hard and fast. I thrust to the hilt in her again and again. She squeezed down on me. She held me tight with her bowels. I loved how she gripped me with her anal sheath. I fucked to the hilt in her again and again. It was just fantastic to feel her squeezing her bowel around my dick.
Dr. Eric, Mrs. Juarez moaned. Ooh, ooh, you're examining my buddy hole with your big dick. It's so awesome-y. Ooh, me Hermosa 3 is such a studly hunk. I love your dick and me. I love you.
Love you too. I groaned.
And you love me,
squealed Tina, squirming on the bimbo teacher's mouth.
You love my boobies and my pussy and my buddy hole and my lips and my nipples and my eyes and my kisses and my blowjobs and my pussy examines.
God, yes. I groaned.
I love my naughty nurse.
She squealed and ground her cunt onto her teacher's lips. I loved the way she squirmed there. It was such an amazing moment to have all this rapture sweeping through me. I shuddered, pumping away at the teacher's asshole. I groaned with each thrust into her anal sheath. I loved how she gripped me with her asshole. She had just a wonderful hold on my aching dick. I pounded her hard, my nuts slapping into her taint. I rose toward my orgasm. I would have a big one. Just flood her with all my jizz. I couldn't wait to unload in her. Just to pump my spunk into her snatch. I thrust into her hard and fast. I pounded her with force. I loved how she gripped me. She held me with her tight asshole. Thrust to the hilt in her again and again. I loved how she felt around my cock. She had such an amazing grip on my dick. That was fantastic. It was just the best delight to enjoy.
Ooh, ooh, there's no more cummies, but there's juices,
squealed Mrs. Juarez.
Yes, yes, drink, my healthy and vitamin-y pussy juices, gasped Nurse Tina.
So fucking healthy. I groaned as I fucked the teacher's asshole. I pounded her hard and fast. I thrust to the hilt in her anal sheath again and again. I pounded her with force. I loved hammering with all that I had. She squeezed her bowels down around me, bringing me closer and closer to coming in her. I just wanted to explode in her bowels. I fucked her so hard. I pounded her with such force. It was just such a wonderful thrill to hammer her. I felt it was fantastic to pump away at her pussy. I thrust to the hilt in her.
Ooh.
Tina moaned, her head tossing.
Yuppers.
She shuddered and bucked on the teacher. Tina's tits bounced. Her cuffs rattled as she drowned the teacher in hot cunt cream. It was a delicious sight to watch. I thrust to the hilt in Mrs. Juarez's bowels over and over again. She squeezed her asshole twat around my dick. She licked up the cream gushing out of Tina's snatch. It was just a hot time to hammer into the teacher's velvety hole. I loved it so much. I fucked her with force, the pressure in my nuts about to burst.
I carambay thee I.
She howled, her asshole convulsing around my dick. I groaned at the pleasure rippling around my dick.
It was magnificent. I thrust to the hilt in her asshole and erupted. The pleasure swept through me. I shuddered, exploding again and again into her spasming bowels. Shit. I groaned as I flooded her asshole with my jizz. The ecstasy slammed through me. The pleasure crashed into my mind. I groaned with each eruption. I watched Tina's tits bounce as she squirmed through her orgasm. I grunted through mine, reveling in the euphoria firing from my dick. Mrs. Juarez's hot asshole milked my cock. She worked out all the cum in my balls. I groaned as I erupted one last time into her flesh. I panted as the pleasure peaked in me. I sucked in deep breaths, enjoying this buzzing delight. It was a perfect passion to have all this ecstasy sweeping through me. I felt so good right now. Just so damned amazing. I licked my lips, my body humming from the delight. This was just an excellent moment. Fuck. I groaned. Damn, that's good. I felt so good as I pulled out of her asshole. I rose, my mind whirling with the possibilities. I sank down on the couch and grabbed my phone. I really wanted to go see my dad and show off the bimbo app to him, and that meant flying out to him. But taking all my bimbos on a normal flight didn't seem like a good idea. So it had to be a private jet. I started Googling how much it costs to charter a private jet. As I did, Tina crawled to me on her knees and reached me. Dr. Eric, let me clean up your instrument, she said, stumbling over that last word. So dirty. She engulfed my dirty dick and suckled on me as I Googled. Mrs. Juarez meanwhile reached behind her and scooped up my jizz leaking out of her butthole. She licked up the jizz off her finger with greedy hunger. Tina's mouth felt delicious on my cock. She bobbed up and down as I started searching. I found one company that specialized in chartering private jets. I poked around the website. With how many bimbos I had, we'd need at least a mid-sized jet to fly us across the country. That would cost $4,500 an hour. That actually was cheaper than I imagined. I mean, it was more than what my mom made in a month, but I thought it would cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. This would be as much as buying a car. Fuck, that was insane. Tina suckled hard as I figured this out. I had to do a trip calculator to learn that it would be a 5-hour flight, plus an hour on the ground on both ends for a total of 7 hours. $31,000. That should make my jaw drop, but I would make that by morning with the work Mrs. Waters and Mrs. Mayers did. Yeah, I would drop in on Dad. I bet he'd love this app. Bill Crest. Back in my apartment, I had Maggie Storm eating out the cunt of my first ex-wife. Jennifer was smiling at me with such love in her empty-headed eyes. Her blonde hair spilled around her face while her big, fake titties quivered.
Ooh, ooh, she's all licking me. Jennifer purred. Just all licking up a storm. I love storms.
Maggie moaned, her naked rump wiggling at me. I smiled as I moved to fuck her in the ass. I was so ready to enjoy that slut's asshole. I would bugger her hard. I already had left a load in her shaved cunt that dripped down her thighs.
Stormy storms are the bestest storms. I chased a tornado once, and it was all growling and roar and meanie. So much fun.
Wow, said Patty, my second wife. She wore an apron and nothing else, the standard attire for my bimbo wives. They all had their wedding rings on, returned to them by the app. It was an amazing thing.
That's so needy.
Yep, I said and pressed my cock into that tight asshole. Courtney, my third and youngest wife, was cooking. She was as a bimbo cook, so she knew what she was doing in there. She was too dumb to figure out the remote, but she could whip up something good to eat. I just needed my daughter back, and my life would be complete. I pushed and pushed against that tight asshole. The bimbo moaned as my cock drilled against her anal ring. I smiled. I was buggering the weather girl. I had the news on and they had a substitute weather girl in her place. She was not nearly as cute as this slut. I pushed my cock against her asshole. Her anal ring widened and widened. She whimpered into my wife's cunt. Jennifer quivered there, her eyes rolling back into her head. I loved the sight as I thrust harder against the weather slut's asshole.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Maggie Storm moaned.
Yuppers.
My cock popped into her bowels. I sank into her velvety sheath. I smiled at that wonderful thrill. Her hot bowels engulfed my cock. I sank deeper into her anal sheath. She had such a delicious texture. It was a thrill to enjoy the weather girl in all her holes. I bottomed out in her, my nuts resting against her taint. She moaned into Jennifer's cunt. My bimbo wife cooed in delight. She shook her head from side to side as I just reveled in this tight sheath round my cock.
Damn.
I groaned and slid my hands down Maggie Storm's sides. I gripped her breasts. I held her tight and squeezed her boobs. I massaged them as I drew back my cock.
God damn. Maggie Storm, you got a tight asshole.
I do.
She squealed, sounding so excited by this revelation. I thrust back into her asshole, loving the way that her anal sheath gripped me. She held me tight with her wonderful bowels. I fucked her hard and fast. I pounded with force. I churned her up. She groaned, wiggling her hips from side to side. I pounded her bowels and fucked her hard. She groaned, squeezing her asshole around my cock. She whimpered as I pounded her tight asshole. I could use her how I wanted. I owned her sexy ass. I pounded her anal sheath with force.
Ooh, ooh, that's goody good.
Maggie Storm gasped.
A 99-30% chance of coming.
Yes.
I growled, fucking her hard.
I want a cummy.
Jennifer moaned, her face twisting in delight.
Keep licking my twatty.
That's it.
Ooh, ooh, you're so goody at that.
Maggie Storm clamped her asshole down around my cock. She gripped me as I pumped away at her anal sheath. I loved how she held me tight. It was an incredible rush to pound her bowels with hard force. She gripped me hard. I loved the way she held me. She massaged me with her wonderful asshole. I thrust to the hilt in her again and again. I fucked her hard. I loved the way she massaged me with that hot asshole. She gripped me with it. I grunted with each stroke into her bowels. I fucked her hard and fast. It was a fantastic rush to pound her anal sheath. She gripped my dick as I hammered her bowels. It was a delicious treat to fuck her with force.
Ooh, that's good.
She groaned. I love you that biggie dick creating a cummy storm in me.
Yes.
I growled. Let me feel that asshole going wild. She moaned her delight as she licked and lapped with hunger at Jennifer's twat. I loved how I fucked her with force. I buried into her again and again. I pounded her. I fucked her hard and fast. I loved how she gripped my cock. Damn, damn, damn. I groaned.
That's it. That's fucking it. I'm going to spurt all my cum in this asshole.
Yay.
Jennifer cheered, thrusting her arms into the air and waving her fingers around. Patty jumped up and down, clapping, her natural tits bouncing behind her apron. Her nipples peeked out as she did that. She had such a look of joy on her face. She was such a supportive wife now. No leaving me for some prick that could knock her up. I pumped away hard at Maggie Storm's asshole. I still couldn't believe that was her real name. I buried to the hilt in her bowels again and again. She squeezed her anal sheath around me, massaging me with that delicious sheath. The pressure in my balls swelled toward their bursting point. I groaned, loving this pleasure. I slammed deep and hard into her anal sheath. I loved the way she held me. She moaned into Jennifer's cunt as I hammered that delicious asshole.
Ooh, ooh, I'm gonna have a cummy storm, gasped Jennifer. Drench me in all your nummy rain,
moaned the weather girl bimbo. She suckled on what must be my wife's clit. That was hot to hear. I loved it as I fucked deep and hard into her bowels. I buried into her again and again. I pounded her with hard strokes. I thrust to the hilt in her asshole.
Yes. Stormies,
gasped Jennifer. She bucked, her fake tits heaving. My first bimbo wife came, drowning Maggie Storm in pussy cream. I loved the sounds Jennifer made as I watched her trembling through her rapture. I grunted, my nuts about to burst. I slammed to the hilt in Maggie's asshole.
Ooh, ooh, stormy cummies,
squealed the weather girl. The bimbo's asshole convulsed around my cock.
Awesomey.
Her asshole convulsed around my cock. She suckled at me with her hot flesh. I plunged into her and groaned as I erupted. My cum pumped into her bowels. The pleasure swept through me. The wild ecstasy crashed into my mind. Fireworks detonated across my vision as I flooded her asshole with blast after blast of cum. The pleasure swept through me. I groaned with each eruption. I savored each eruption, the euphoria intense as her bowels spasmed around me.
Yes, yes, all those cummies are precipitating into my bowels, gasped Maggie Storm. Just a wild precipitapapitation.
I grunted as I pumped the last of my cum into her bowels. I loved the feel of her anal sheath around my cock. She suckled at me with passion. It was an intense delight to have all that ecstasy shooting through me. I groaned at how fantastic it was to have all this rapture shooting through me. I grunted with each blast of jizz. It was just a perfect moment. I sucked in a deep breath. I enjoyed every last second of this rapture. It was damn perfect.
Fuck.
I groaned as her asshole rippled around me.
Ooh, ooh, that was a goody stormy.
My wife purred.
A Maggie Stormy cummy.
Yuppers. The weather girl cooed, her asshole so tight around me. I pulled out of her bowels and sat on the couch. Patty rushed over and started sucking my dick clean. I grabbed my phone. Maggie Storm had leveled up. How did that little twerp turn my daughter into a whore? There had to be a way. One of these options had to open it up. Huge boobs bimbo? Well, men loved sluts with huge tits. I selected that one. Maggie gasped as her double D's grew even bigger. They became so large. They were like H or even I cups. Like that Japanese porn star with the huge tits. Maggie giggled and grabbed her big boobs. She squeezed them, her fingers vanishing into her pillowy softness. I stared at her. The only perk I could give her was to make her lock to me. That was the last thing I wanted. I needed to make some money though. I had to track down that porn star. As Patty suckled on my dirty dick, I googled Chloe Hart to see what I could learn about her. She was the other bimbo that shithead wanted. I learned her real name was Chloe Miller, she was from Nebraska, and she probably lived in LA. I sighed. That wasn't helpful. I found her agency page and I could book her for a shoot. She charged $3,000 for a day's work, $5,000 if there was anal involved. She preferred guy scenes, but would do girl. If she had to travel, she had to be given good lodging and pay for her travel. Yep, I needed to start making money. I had to get to that point where Maggie Storm was charging men for money. Did I need to level her up or should I just get her whoring out there? I had some buddies. I bet I could get a gangbang together. Get a few guys to fuck her. A $100 a head. Just to jumpstart things.
Yes.
I groaned as Patty suckled on me. I knew more than a few guys that would kill to get a piece of Maggie Storm's fine ass. I held up my phone and said,
Smile, Maggie Storm.
She beamed at me as I took the pic and started texting my friends. Eric Murphy. I was in the private lounge at the airport of the private jet company with all my bimbos.
It had been 2 days since I made the decision and booked it. In that time, I made $87,885 off my working bimbos. Minus expenses, I had $113,339.26. More than enough for the trip. With taxes, I had to pay $34,100. I even had more bimbo crystals thanks to the midnight rolls. I had 2 more spins for 23 and 49 more crystals. A nice 411 for anything I might want. I had gotten a notification they would be rolling out more customization features soon. Maybe that would be worth checking out. Either way, this would be a fun trip. The Bimbo App 18 Bust the Weather Girls Gangbang. Bill Crest. I needed money to finance going after the second of the 2 women I had to bimbify for that asshole who had turned my little girl into a bimbo. Eric wanted me to trade him 2 bimbos for my daughter, Maggie Storm the hot weather girl, and Chloe Hart, a porn star. I had Maggie Storm, but Chloe Hart lived out of state. Frankly, I didn't know where she lived. However, if I had $3,000 to pay her to come for a shoot and cover her travel expenses, I could have her come to me and bimbify her. Then I just had to trade her and Maggie Storm to that little creep to get my daughter. I would own Barbie like I owned all my ex-wives. Barbie would be as eager to make love to me as she had been that day I found her walking the streets. I would have such a good time with my daughter and ex-wife's bimbo. But $3,000 plus travel expenses would cost me. I didn't have that kind of money lying around. I had to earn it. Luckily, I had a way to do that. I had Maggie Storm, the hot-ass local weather girl, as my bimbo. The woman that so many guys I knew all wanted to nail her. So I had a gangbang set up for today. Maggie Storm could be fucked by every guy who showed up. I had told all my buddies at the construction site that was my current gig. When they watched the video that proved Maggie Storm was my whore, more than a few were eager for it. Saturday had arrived, and Maggie Storm was naked and eager for the fun to begin. The red-headed weather girl was bouncing on her knees. Her new huge tits were swaying back and forth. I gave her the huge boobs bimbo option when she turned level 1. I didn't care if that creep wanted her to have them or not. I owned her right now. She was squeezing and jiggling her big boobs as she knelt on the bed, her green eyes staring up at me with such lust. She squeezed them and released them. I smiled at her as she shuddered there. She would make me so much money. Not all of it today, but it would be a start. The guys started showing up at my apartment. I left Maggie Storm in my bedroom and joined my bimbo wives out in the living room. They were all giggling about something and smiling at me. They were a bunch of airheads, but they were loyal airheads now. They would never cheat on me again. This better be for real, Bud said when he showed and handed over his 100. He stepped into my apartment and looked around. Where is she? When everyone's here, I said. We'll have a big reveal. You better not be fucking with me. You try to rip me off. Bud was a big guy with muscular arms. I grinned at him. It's me, Bud. You don't trust me. Not that I don't trust, but... He shook his head. Maggie Storm. You saw her. She's here with even bigger tits than before. I grinned. And she's a horny slut that will do anything you guys want to her. A smile split Bud's lips. That's what I want to hear. I want to get my dick wet in her cunt. You will. I said as Gus arrived. More and more of my buddies from work arrived, each with their 100. Some just handed me a crisp bill straight from the bank while others had 520s or, in Tim's case, a collection of smaller bills. So long as it added up to 100, I didn't care. Rick, George, and more showed up until there were 10 guys in my apartment and a $1,000 in my pocket. A third of the way there after the first gangbang. Nice. I went into my bedroom while my wives were crowding in the corner, nervous by all the men looking at them. I'm so boardy bored, whimpered Maggie Storm when I came into my bedroom. There's a 90-87% chance of boardy die to me in here. I wanna fuck. I want cocks and dicks and cocky dicks. You said I would be gangybang. I want to be gangybang so badly. I grinned at her and said, then come along, they're all awaiting you. You want to be gangbanged, right? Yay. Maggie Storm hopped off the bed and ran past me. I smacked her ass as she went by. Her red hair streamed by me. She darted down the short hallway and gasped at the sight of all the men that were waiting for her. Ooh, ooh, so many hunky stubbly hunks to fucky me. Yay. Ooh, ooh, there's a tinny 40-80,000% chance of me getting cocks. Yay. She clapped her hands and bounced up and down as the guys all stared at her naked body. Her huge tits slapped together. I grinned and slipped through the room. I motioned to my bimbo wives. They all hurried over to me as the men were descending on Maggie Storm. Don't fuck up my apartment, I growled. You get to fuck her until I return. Try to take her out of here, and I'll track you down and beat your ass. I can find her. Yeah, Bill, Bud said as he squeezed his hard on through his jeans. Yeah, we'll just fuck her. I had no interest in watching Maggie Storm getting fucked by a bunch of my friends. I closed the front door. My bimbo wives all glommed on. I had Jennifer on my right, her blonde hair falling around her face. She was dressed and looked so happy. Courtney, my youngest bimbo wife, took my other arm with Patty just hugging me from behind. It was awkward heading down the stairs to my pickup truck, but I didn't care. This plan would work. I'd get the money I needed to hire Chloe Hart and get my daughter back. I would have Barbie sucking my dick again. Damn, that would be awesome. Maggie Storm. I was just so excited.
There were so many awesome men just all crowding around me. Strong and hunky and strongy. My pussy dripped with so much naughty juices that all ran down my leg and made me feel all giggly.
Ooh, ooh, I want to see all your biggie cocks.
I purred and dropped to my knees. I know you must be so hardy because I have such hugey biggie titties. I shook them at the men who were all crowding around me.
Aren't they just so biggie and needy and lovely, and don't you just want to show me all your cocky cocks so you can gangy bang me?
Yes. Growled one guy who was all hugey and muscly, and undoing his jeans. He pulled out his cock. It was all throbby with joy to see me.
Yay.
I squealed and grabbed his cock. I held him in my hand, loving how he was all twitchy. It was so exciting. I leaned forward and just opened my mouth so wide. I swallowed his cock. Just sucked him into my mouth and nursed on him.
Fuck.
He groaned as he stared down at me. He had this wicked and naughty gleam in his eyes that was so awesome-y.
Fuck, that's good. Just suck on my dick, whore.
I did. I sucked on his dick with all that I had and he groaned and grunted and it was so awesome-y. I bobbed my head and worked my lips up and down his cock. Just up and down. Up and down. He loved it as he groaned. His salty precum spilled over my tongue, and it was so tasty.
Shit.
Another guy said and thrust his cock at me, too. But I could only suck on one dick at a time. I didn't know what to do.
Come on, blow me too, Maggie Storm.
I had to blow him, too.
But how?
Could I, also sucky him? Like, could I grab his cock with my hand? I had two of them, which meant there was a 99-80% chance that I could hold two dicks at the same time. Wow, that was so awesome-y. I was so smarty. That was why I was a sexy weather girl. I grabbed his cock, too. I stroked him up and down. It was so much funny fun to hold two dicks in my hand. To just work my hands up and down them and feel how awesome-y they were. I loved it so much. It was just so exciting and my pussy was all wetty. Ooh, ooh, I was being such a naughty slutty girl, wasn't I?
Yay.
I pumped my hand up and down both their cocks while only sucking on one. The men both were groaning, but I couldn't blow them at the same time. I thought and thought he thought with all my might, straining as I suckled on the one in my mouth. How to blow them both. How to make them both cummies in my mouth.
Come on.
Growled the second hunky guy with his dick in my hand.
You can suck on mine too. Just switch between us.
My eyes widened at such a smarty pantsy idea as that. I could switch between them. I didn't just have to suckle and sucky and see suckle on one cock until I had the cummies. I could switch. I moaned in delight and ripped my mouth off the first guy's dick.
You're so smarty.
I squealed to the other guy before I swallowed his cock. He had a big smile and blue eyes.
And you're so hot, Maggie Storm.
He groaned as I suckled on his cock. I nursed on him with all my effort he might.
Goddamn, that's fucking good.
I know, right, Rick? Groaned the first guy. He was so biggy and strong. So buffy.
Damn, I missed that mouth already, Maggie Storm. Shit, I can't believe we're getting blown by Maggie Storm.
I don't know how the fuck Bill did this, bud. Rick said, groaning as I suckled on his dick.
Fuck, I'm glad. Work that mouth up and down my cock, you fucking weather girl slut. Come on, suck me.
I blew him so hard and loved his cock with my lips sliding all up and down him. My tongue swirled around him. He groaned as I bobbed my head and worked my mouth up and down his cock. Drool was all dripping down my chin as I loved him. I stroked Bud's cock with my other hand. I worked up and down him. He was so biggie too. And he needed me to sucky on him. But I had Rick's cock in my mouth. How could I do that? I wanted to nurse on them both.
Come on and switch back to my dick.
Growled Bud. I squealed in delight and popped my mouth off Rick's cock.
I forgot I could switch.
I giggled.
Whoopsie daisy.
Fuck, you're an airhead. Growled Bud as I swallowed his cock.
You forgot.
I was such an airy-head bimbo slut. I loved it so much. I was so glad to be Bills and to be gangybanged by all these men. They were getting naked around us with their own cocks that they needed me to sucky on. But I only had two hands, so they would have to wait while I sucked these two. My pussy clenched, getting all wetty. I shuddered, my cunty cunt dripping juices that ran down my thighs. I was all haughty and naughty and achy to be gangybanged. I sucked hard on Bud's biggie dick. I nursed on him and made him groan and he was having such a goody time as I bobbed my head. I worked my mouth all up and down and up and down his cock. I suckled on him. Then I switched. I was such a geniusy smarty weather girl bimbo slut for remembering. I swallowed Rick's cock.
Fuck yes.
He groaned as I slid my lips over him.
Goddamn, Maggie Storm is sucking on my dick.
Shit, this is awesome. The other hunky men in the room laughed. There were so many of them. More than two, so it was impossible to count them. But they all were staring at me and watching how goody of a blowjob I gave Rick. I suckled on him, my biggie huge tits jiggling. I switched back to Bud. So smarty to have figured that out. I suckled on him with all my might, my cheeks hollowing. I wanted him to come. They both had to just jizz me. I wanted to be spunked all over because I was a slutty bimbo slut. I suckled and slurped before I switched. I made such a naughty waddy sound when my mouthy all poppedy off one dicky to swallow another cocky. It was just so much fun to go backy and forth and to bob my head.
Shit, shit, shit.
Bud groaned as I suckled on his dick.
Maggie Storm. Oh fuck, that's good.
Snarled Rick when I nursed on him. I made them both feel goody great as I went backy and forth. Backy and forth.
just sucking on one biggie dick then another. Their salty precum spilled over my tongue and tasted so goody great, but I wanted them to jizzy all over me. So I stopped sucking on them. I grabbed them and fisted them, and aimed them at my face. I was such a genius smarty pants bimbo slut for figuring this out. If I stroked them both, working my hands up and down their throbby cocks, they would jizz all over me.
"I want your cummies!"
I moaned, my hands flying up and down their cocks. My big boobies swayed back and forth.
"Just spurty all your cummies on me. That will be so hotty and naughty and just what I needy."
"Yay. That's fucking right," Bud groaned.
"We're going to jizz all over your face, Maggie Storm."
"Fuck yeah," Rick groaned as my hand strokied their biggie dicks. This was just so much funny time.
"Goddamn, I'm going to erupt. Come on that slut's face,"
another hunky guy shouted.
"Just fucking come on the whore,"
another biggie and strongy stud shouted.
"Jizz all over Maggie Storm's face. Shower that fucking whore. Goddamn, she's so hot. I want to fuck her cunt. Her ass. Hell yeah, brother."
That was so hotty to hear as I strokied their big dicks. I fisted Rick and Bud, stroking up and down them as fast as I could. They both groaned, the tips of their dicks pink and dripping with all that precummies and just so delicious. My pussy clenched and relaxed and clenched again. I was so hotty and so itchy and just wanting to have them come on me. I whimpered as my hands flew up and down their biggie cocks. I jerked them off, waiting for them to erupt.
"Come on me,"
I moaned.
"I'm the super smarty genius weather girl, Maggie Storm."
"Yes," Bud groaned and his cock erupted. Hot cummies splashed on my cheek. I gasped in pure delighty joy. The heat washed over my face as all that nummy just spurted on me. Then Rick's cock spurted spunkies, too. He growled as he erupted, spraying his seed on the other side of my face. I was in such cummies heaven. Both men hosed me down and coated me in all their salty jizzies. I opened my mouth wide, their seed landing on my lips and tongue. I shuddered as they erupted over and over again. The other men cheered as these two coated me in cum. They showered me like the nicey boys they were. I was just so happy to have them spurting their cummies all over me. That was just such a wondrous delight.
"Cummies all over me,"
I squealed as I showered in their spunk. They both grunted as their cocks spurted. I felt them pulsing with all their jizz. It was such an excellent and wondrous delight. Their cummies splashed on my cheeks and forehead and nose and mouth. It dripped off my chin and landed on my biggie boobs. The other men were cheering and clapping. They whistled and called me such nicey names like
"Biggie Tita Whore"
and
"Come Loving Slut"
and
"Fucking Skank."
Weren't they all so kindy kind to say those words? I thought they were as I bathed in all that spunk. But Bud and Rick both groaned as all their cummies ran dry. They just left me dripping in their jizz. I shuddered in delighty joy as their spunk dripped onto my boobs. My tongue licked my lips, gathering up more of the salty spunk.
"You both are so awesome-y,"
I cooed, releasing their dicks. I scooped cum off my cheeks with my fingers and shoved digits from both hands into my mouth. The salty flavor of the cum spilled over my tongue. It was just a perfecty taste.
"Fucking slut,"
groaned Bud. Such a nicey thing to say as I licked cummies off my fingers. I scooped all the jizzies I could off my face, reveling and lapping up the salty delight off my fingers. I felt so goody right now. Just so hotty and wet-eye and loving every last moment of this. I wiggled my hips, my pussy cream dripping down my thighs. Wasn't that just a nicey thing to feel? I thought so. I was so juicy and wetty and feeling oh so goody right now. My pussy clenched as a cock shook to my right. I turned and smiled at this tan guy with a big grin and a black eagle tattooed on his chest.
"Cock,"
I moaned and crawled to him, my biggie titties swaying beneath me.
"Fuck, she's like a bitch seeing a bone,"
growled another guy.
"She just has to go for it.
You're such a slut, Maggie Storm. There's a 90-70-90% of me being a bimbo slutty whore."
I squealed and reached the man with the shaking dick. I swallowed his cock and suckled on him.
He groaned, staring down at me.
More cum dripped off my face as he grunted and fucked my mouth.
He rammed his cock to the back of my throat and pulled back. I suckled on him with force. I loved how he felt in my mouth. How he tasted. Cocks were so salty and yummy, but not as salty or yummy as cummies. I wanted his jizzies so badly. I suckled with all my might, wiggling my hips back and forth.
Shit.
A guy grunted behind me. Maggie Storm's pussy is dripping wet. She needs a cock.
I did.
So badly much. I squealed in delight around the cock in my mouth when a thicky dick pushed into my cuntalips. I shuddered as he thrust into me. That largey shaft slammed to the hilt in me. His hairy balls slapped into my clitty which burst with sparks. I moaned around the cock in my mouth and suckled so hard on him. I had two dicks in me. That was more than one.
Ooh, it was so smarty of me to use my pussy and my mouth at the same time. I was such a geniusy weather girl.
Goddamn. Groaned the guy in my pussy. Shit, I'm in Maggie Storm's cunt. I'm fucking in her. The other guys roared their approval. I was so happy and glad and joyfully happy to have his cock in my pussy. Especially when he drew it back. I squeezed down on that cock, loving the friction. He thrust back into me. He buried his big dick into my pussy. That was just so goody. I loved him slamming into me. I shuddered in delight, his balls slapping into my clit.
Ooh, wasn't that so nicey of him?
He pumped away at my cunt and gave me such goody delights. I moaned around the cock in my mouth.
That man fucked me, too. He grunted as he gripped a fistful of my red hair and plunged his cock in and out of my mouth. I suckled on him with all this force and it was so muchy fun. I squeezed my cunt down on that big dick thrusting into me. It was so greedy good. I loved it so much. I rocked between the two men fucking me. They pumped away at both my holes. It was so hotty to have them both fucking me. Goddamn. The guy fucking my pussy grunted. Shit, shit, Maggie Storm's cunt. Her mouth is fucking fantastic. The other stud groaned as I suckled on him. Yeah, she knows how to suck a dick, said Bud. So many nicey men to say such goody things about me. I moaned around the cock in my mouth. I suckled on him with such hungry force. I nursed on him with all my might, just suckling and slurping and swirling my tongue around his dick. My boobies swayed as the biggie cock slammed into my pussy over and over. His balls slapped my clitty. My naughty bun bursty with sparks each time. Just biggie fireworks that all sparkled in my pussy and made me swell toward my orgasm. I wanted to have a big climaxy come on his dick. There was a 90-80-50% chance of cummies. That was just so exciting. I was so happy for that. I rocked between them, my boobies swinging back and forth and back and forth. It was so needy. I suckled on the cock in my mouth, nursing with all my might to get his cummies while my pussy clamped down on the hottie dick fucking me. That wondrous cock buried into me over and over again. I loved it so much. It was just what I needed to feel slamming into my cunt over and over again. I squeezed my snatch down on him, increasing the friction. Going to dump so much cum in you. He growled, fucking me so hard. Wasn't he nice? I squeezed my juicy twat around his dick and wiggled my hips. The pleasure rippled through me. His cock thrust so deeply into my pussy. I shuddered as his nuts slapped my clitty over and over. I moaned in delight, suckling so hard on the rod in my mouth. He thrust to the back of my throat, grunting as he did. His manly face twisted with delight. I loved that tattoo across his chest. It was just an amazing moment. I was so happy to have him thrusting into my mouth. He hit the back of my throat again, and this time, he kept going. Fuck yes! He growled as he rammed his cock down my throat. I squealed in delight as he kept plunging down my gullet until his balls slapped my chin. I squealed around his cock, my pussy clamping down on the other hunky stud's thrusting dick. This was just so amazeballs. Shit! The stud groaned as I moaned around his cock. Fucking took every inch of me. I knew Maggie Storm was a cock-sucking champ! Someone yelled. I was just the most champiest champion of cocky sucking. The other hunk churned up my pussy with his biggie dick. He fucked me so hearty and fast as I loved this cock down my throat. It was just so awesome-y. I suckled on the cock as the stud pulled back. He slid his dick back and fucked back into me. His nuts slapped into my chin over and over again. I moaned around his cock and licked his shaft. Both men were thrusting away at me. Just fucking me so hard. This was amazeballs to have them both enjoying me. My climaxy cum grew so fast, building and building in my naughty pussy. I squeezed my snatch down on his cock. I loved how biggy he was. I whimpered in delight as he hammered my pussy with such hearty strokes, his nuts slapping my clitty. I hurtled so fast toward my climaxy cum. Yes, yes, yes! He grunted as he fucked my cunt. He pumped away with such force at my snatch. He slammed to the hilt in me again and again. I squeezed down hard on him. Going to pump you full of cum. I squealed in delight around the cock fucking down my throat. I loved that wondrous dick pounding my mouth. His heavy nuts slapped into my chin. His tickly bush rubbed on my lips. I loved this so much. I rocked between them, my boobs swaying and my climaxy building. All the goody delights were swirling in my cunt and making me feel just awesome-y. My clitty burst with sparks. I shuddered, my boobs swaying beneath me. Drool ran down my chin as I trembled, on the verge of amazing bliss. The stud buried his dick into my pussy and smacked my clitty with his balls. I climaxed. Squealing around the cock plunging down my throat, I burst with delighty joys. Rapture washed through me, my pussy spasming around the cock in my cunt. Just writhing and suckling and having such a goody time. All this wondrous pleasure swept through me and drowned my mind in ecstasy. Euphoria and goody bliss suffused my thoughts. I loved it so much. I shuddered, my cunt spasming and writhing around that biggie cock. Fuck yeah! Growled the stud as he hammered my writhing and spasming cunty twat. Shit, Maggie Storm! He plowed into me and erupted. More orgasmy bliss burst in my pussy as he pumped his cummies in me. I squealed with such joy as the pleasury ecstasy swept over my mind. I suckled so hardy on the cock plunging down my gullet, stars twinkling all about, just so happy for me. Shit! That guy groaned and pulled back his cock. He drew it out of my throat and growled. Shit, yes! His cummies splashed against the roof of my mouth. All those goody and salty jizzies just for me to swallow. I was such a lucky weather girl bimbo slut. My pussy convulsed around one erupting dick while another fed me all the yummy spunk I craved. I gulped it down, more and more rapturous waves washing through my body. Both men grunted as they dumped their jizzies in me. I swallowed all the spunk. It flowed down my throat while my pussy rippled and writhed around the other awesome-y dick. Shit, shit, take my cum! Groaned the guy erupting into my pussy. Fuck! He erupted into me again and again. It was just a fantastic thrill. I shuddered, savoring that hot passion. It was fantastic and awesome-y. The cock in my mouth spurted a last blast of salty cummies for me to love. The guy groaned and popped his cock out of my mouth. Oh! I gasped, feeling so greedy good. I need cocks and dicks and biggie cocks. There's a 90-40-80% chance of me being a bimbo slut.
The men cheered. I was so happy to have all their attention.
Bill Crest.
I was sitting on a park bench watching my bimbo wives running around on the grass. They got frisky and needed to play like this. So long as they kept their clothes on, it wasn't a problem. They had a frisbee they were having fun throwing and chancing after. A $1,000 just from hosting her in a gangbang. Not bad. Not bad at all. Just a few more parties like this, and I would have Chloe Hart flying up here to star in her next film. I would enjoy her body, come in all her holes, before trading her off to that fucker. God, he was a little creep. Just a fucking disgusting, slimy shithead for turning my Barbie into his fucktoy and his prostitute. She was probably working the street right now. I clenched my fist. It wouldn't be long before I saved her. My phone beeped. I pulled it out of my pocket and saw that Maggie Storm had hit level 2. I could upgrade her to titty-fuck specialist. Nice. I didn't see the harm in it. I made the selection. She would give my buds a real hot time now. A new pop-up appeared. I had unlocked something called a perk. I clicked and saw she could get the celebrity sex video whore perk. What the fuck was this? I read the description, curious just what was going on. Requires a level 2 bimbo who has been fucked by 3 men who are her owner, and the bimbo is a celebrity. She will make videos of her fucking men and post them on the Bimbo Vids website. You set the price it costs to view her video. Fuck, that was just what I needed. I just had to spend fucking 20 bimbo crystals. Shit, that was nearly $1,000 to buy them. This fucking app was so predatory. All the money I made to give her this perk to make more money. Well, I didn't have to pay for it. Patty's cuck of a husband would. Well, he would be her ex-husband as soon as the divorce was over. But I had his credit card. I pulled it out of the wallet and went to buy the 2 bundles of 10 bimbo crystals. The charges went through. Probably close to maxing out the card. Not my problem. I bought the perk and a new prompt appeared on the screen. Make a video with Maggie Storm now. Yes, and NO appeared on the screen. I tapped yes. Maggie Storm. I shuddered as the cum dripped out of my pussy. The cameras were all set up now. They were ready to film me. I licked my lips as the men were all excited to shove their cocks in me. I wanted them to gangy bang me right now. That would be just awesome-y.
Ooh,
I said, realizing something just amazing. I have a mouth and a pussy and an asshole. I can take 3 men all at once. 3? That's more than 2. Aren't I such a geniusy smarty person? Fuck, you're an airhead. A black guy said, his ebony cock all big and thick and throbby. He sank to the ground. Come and go for a ride on me, Maggie Storm.
Yay.
I squealed and crawled to him. I'm Maggie Storm, and I predict there's a 97-30% chance of me riding this biggie black dick and having an awesomey cummy storm. I straddled him and grabbed his ebony cock. He was so dark compared to my fingers. I giggled and rubbed him against my pussy lips. I shuddered as the last guy's cummies leaked out of me. I felt so goody right now. So I impaled myself down his shaft. I squealed in delight, my big boobs bouncing. They were just the best for giving titty fucks, but I had to have a cock in all my holes. That would just be so awesomey. I shuddered as I sank all the way down his shaft. A big smile spread on my lips.
Okie dokie.
I purred. That's 1 cocky down. 2 to go. I predict there's a 90-91% chance that a thicky dick will fuck my asshole and really make this into a cummy hurricane.
You fucking got it.
Growled another guy. He had a shaved head and a rust-red goatee. He dropped behind me and pressed his cock into my buddy hole. He pushed against my anally ring. I loved you that so much. Going to tear your ass up, Maggie Storm. Woody yay. I squealed and winked at the nearest camera. I love being on TV and reporting the weather. And the cummy weather is the mosty important to report on.
Fuck yeah.
The guy drilling against my asshole said, thrusting harder against my back door. I shuddered as my anally gate opened for him. I shuddered as his cock popped in. He sank his dick to the hilt into my bowels. I shuddered as more and more of his rod vanished into my buddy hole. It was so hotty having him in my ass while I had another hard shaft in my pussy. I trembled, my big tits swaying back and forth. I felt so naughty. This was what being gangybanged was all about. Having dicks fucking me in all my wonderful and tight holes. It's so awesomey. Shit, I'm in Maggie Storm's ass. That nicey hunk groaned as he bottomed out in my bowels. And her pussy is so fucking tight. Groaned the black stud. Shit, that's fucking fantastic. And now for my mouth to be full of a hearty cock. I purred to the camera. I opened wide. Ayaha! The youngest guy there with bleached blonde hair spiked up by gel and such yummy muscles rushed up. He thrust his cock to the hilt in my mouth. I groaned around his dick as I suckled on him with all my might. Pretty boy went for Maggie Storm's mouth. Growled Bud. Fuck, that's hot. Can't wait for my turn again. After me. Another guy said. I need to get my dick in one of her holes. We're going to be fucking her all day long. We'll all get a chance. I moaned my agreement around that wondrous cock in my mouth. I would fucky all of them over and over and over again. I was Maggie Storm, and I reported the cummies and the weather. I worked my cunt up that hard dick in my pussy while my asshole clamped down hard on that dick drawing out of my buddy hole. That was so goody. The 2 cocks made me feel so naughty.
The silky delight in my pussy mixed with the velvety heat in my bowels. They swirled together in my nethers. I would have a biggie cummy on their dicks. I plunged my cunty hole back down the black guy's cock. I took all of him, my biggie boobies bouncing and slapping together. He groaned. So did that guy fucking my buddy hole. He slammed into my ass. Such wondrous pleasures swirled through me. I bobbed my head, sucking on the pretty stud's cock. I nursed on him as he groaned, sliding his hand through my red hair. He gripped the sides of my head as I suckled on him. I rode the black stud at the same time, the goatee hunk fucking my asshole hard and fast. Shit, that's good. Growled the stud butterfucking me. He pounded my asshole so hard.
Goddamn, Maggie Storm.
I know. The pretty boy groaned, his muscular chest rising and falling.
Fuck, you're sucking so hard on that cock. I can't believe Bill owns your ass.
He did. I was so happy to be owned by Bill and to have such naughty fun with him. It was just so amazing and happy and fun to be his bimbo slut. He was such a kindy owner to let me make gangy bang videos and report on the cummy weathers. The blackest stud would be spurting all his jizzies in my pussy, and the people had to know. I would have so much jizzies flooding my buddy hole, and I would guzzle down all the spunk that I could. Such important news had to be shared. That was why I was a weather girl bimbo slut. My tits heaved and bounced as I rode the black stud's amazing cock. My pussy drank in the friction, while my bowels clamped down hard on the dick fucking my asshole. I loved how he pounded me so hardy. He thrust deep into my anally sheath. Just so hard and fast. It was so awesome-y. Just so wondrous. Having three dicks in me was super duper amazing awesome-y cool. I loved it so much. All these naughty and wonderful delights swept through me. It was just such a hottie rush to have that biggie black dick in my pussy and that thicky cock in my asshole and that nummy rod in my mouth. I loved them all so hard. All these cocks gave me such pleasure. It was just so awesome-y to have them in me. I suckled on one and bounced on another. A biggie cock fucked my asshole so hard. I squeezed my buddy hole around that delicious dick, the pleasure building and building.
Fuck that slut!
Cheered from the watching me.
Goddamn, Maggie Storm! Such a big whore!
Another guy shouted. With such huge knockers. Groaned a third.
Fuck, were her boobs that big on TV? Did they use some special effect to make them smaller?
Fucking woke lipids not wanting to give us boobs. Growled a fourth guy.
We got boobs now.
Groaned another.
Look at them bounce as she rides George.
Damn, they're heaving. Those are a set of milkers right there. I squealed in delight around the dick in my mouth, so glad that they loved my biggie tits. They were so pillowy soft. I loved how they bounced as I rode that thicky dick. I suckled so hard, my asshole melting around that hugey dick fucking me. I rose toward that awesome-y orgasm. I loved it so much. This would just be awesome-y. Just the hottest thing to enjoy. Three dicks in me, I came closer and closer to my cummies. I slammed down the black hunk's cock as the huge rod buried into my tidy asshole. Pleasure burst in me. All these naughty climaxy cummies swept through me. I moaned around the cock in my mouth as the pleasure swept through my body and crashed into my mind. A huge tsunami of hottie delight swept through me. It was just so amazing and awesome eyeballs. I loved it so much.
Shit!
The black guy groaned, my pussy writhing around his cock.
Yes!
He erupted in me.
Fuck that asshole!
Groaned the guy with the goatee.
Fucking Maggie Storm!
He buried into my asshole and spurted his hot cummies in my buddy hole. I shuddered as they both filled me with their spunk. They fired blast after blast after awesome-y blast of cummies in me. Jizzies that pumped over and over into me. I moaned around the dick in my mouth, sucking so hard on him.
Shit, Maggie Storm.
The pretty hunky stud groaned and exploded in my mouth. Salty jizzies gushed over my taste buds. It was so yummy. I swallowed it all down. I loved every last spurt of his cum flooding me. That was just perfect. Just the sort of delight that I needed to enjoy. I gulped it all down. I swallowed every last drop of that wondrous stuff. My pussy and asshole were all spasmy around the other two dicks, just milking out all their jizzies. They flooded all three of my holes with their wonderful cummies. I was so full of spunk. It was awesome-y. I quivered through all that wondrous bliss flooding through me. It was so amazing. I suckled hard, my eyes squeezing shut as I gulped down all that yummy nummy cummies. They all groaned, erupting into me one last time. My orgasm swept me to such a naughty heidi point. I quivered there, my pussy and asshole writhing around the men's dicks. The guy in my asshole groaned and pulled out of me. I quivered there, loving this so much. It was just so perfect, and there were more men that needed to enjoy me. I was so lucky. I looked around and slid off the big dick in my pussy. I shuddered as the cum spilled down my thighs.
Who wants a titty fuck from Maggie Storm? I predict a 90-37% chance of coming. Right here.
Growled a guy with a long cock. He had a grizzled, black beard streaked with gray.
Come warp those big titties around my cock, Maggie Storm. I've always wanted to get one of those.
Okie dokie. I said and crawled toward him. As I wrapped my biggie tits around his dick to give him best titty fuck in the world, a cock pressed right into my asshole. I shuddered at the feel of that dick drilling into me. That just felt so awesome-y. A naughty rush shot through me as he drilled and drilled against me. I squeezed my titties around the hunky stud's big dick as my asshole hole swallowed another cock. I shuddered as he sank into me. I grinned up at the guy I was titty-fucking and slid my boobies up and down him.
Fuck!
He groaned. I worked my tits up and down him as fast as I could. I was so thrilled at it. My nipples rubbed into his stomach, sending such naughty delight sweeping through me. I loved it as the other guy fucked my asshole hard.
Shit, shit, shit. He grunted.
Yes, yes, yes. I moaned. My buddy hole gripped him. All the nicey heat melted to my pussy and fed my building orgasm. Cummies ran down my thigh, leaking out my naughty cunty hole. I shuddered, reveling in all these goody joys burning in my buddy hole. The guy fucked me hard, grunting and groaning. The other guy moaned as I worked my boobies up and down his cock. I squeezed about him, letting him feel how perfectly softy they were. Just the softest and most perfectest boobies out there. He groaned, clearly loving them so much. I squeezed them about him and worked up and down him as fasty as I could. I matched the hammering rhythm of that awesome cock in my butt. He fucked me so hard. I shuddered, my butt cheeks jiggling.
Ooh, ooh, you're gonna come in my butt.
I moaned.
And you're going to come on my face. There's a 90-83% chance of it. Fucking 100%.
The guy grunted, his cock throbbing between my boobies.
Weather is never ever never 100%.
I moaned.
Coming is when you have tits that good.
He groaned.
Fuck.
I beamed at him, my own orgasm about to burst in me from that nicey cock fucking my butt and all the tingly delights bursting from my nipples. They rubbed up and down the man's stomach while my boobs squeezed about his dick. He groaned, his face wizing in delight.
Cummy on my face.
I squealed.
Yes.
Growled the guy.
Maggie Storm.
His cock erupted and sprayed cummies all over my face. I squealed and opened my mouth wide. I caught the salty jizzies on my tongue as the other hunk buried his biggie dick into my bowels. The heat melted to my pussy. I climaxy came. My pussy convulsed, jizz and cream spilling hot down my thighs. My asshole spasmed around the hunk's sticky cock. He groaned and erupted. His seed pumped into my bowels while the dick between my boobies sprayed my face in salty spunk. I was in heaven as more cum splashed on my face. I squeezed my titties around the erupting cock, feeling his shaft pulsing and erupting over and over again. I loved it. All that wonderful spunk splashed across my face while waves of delight drowned my mind.
Ooh.
I moaned, the cameras capturing this hot moment. My asshole spasmed around the dick in my butt, milking out all that wonderful cum. He grunted as he pumped more and more jizzies into me. I shuddered, my mind drowning in happy delights. More and more spunk splashed on my face. I love being a bimboy weather girl. I quivered as the guy between my tits erupted one last time, his jizz spilling over my boobies. The guy in my ass grunted as he fired his last load into my buddy hole. I trembled through my pleasure.
Ooh, ooh, this is Maggie Storm reporting on all the cummies in me and on me.
I squealed to the camera.
But there are more jizzy storms coming. Keep watching to learn about them.
The men all cheered, wanting more of me. Bill Crest. After kicking everyone out of the house when I came back home at 5, the gangbang over, I opened up my phone. My three bimbo wives were on clean up with Patty leading the way. They were airheads, but thanks to the app were good at household stuff. Like a wife should. I had a new video to post. I smiled as I saw it was 3 hours 47 minutes and 4 seconds long. It just needed a title. I thought about it for a moment and titled it Maggie Storm's First Gangbang Video. That should get some buzz. I set the price to watch it at $15. It was her first gangbang video. That should be special. And it was plenty long. Published video? Yes or no, I hit yes and published it on BimboVids. I waited to see what happened, my wives spritzing cleaners while Maggie Storm was taking a much needed shower. She had been covered in cum and so happy for it. In 3 minutes, I made my first sale.
Perfect.
Eric Murphy.
Okay, that's the last of it, said Ethan.
He was the sales rep at the private jet company, Luxury Air. We were in their hangar at SeaTac. We didn't have to go through TSA but were let through a special gate to their hangar. It was exciting. All my bimbos were with me. All were clothed. For now. The guy didn't even blink at Nurse Tina with her hands cuffed behind her back, a ring gag in her mouth, and a collar about her throat. I held the leash clipped to that collar. He just pulled back the tablet from me, and the electronic pen I used to write on it.
All right, Ethan said.
Plane should be ready in a few more minutes.
Excellent,
I said, so eager for my first private jet ride. It was expensive, but I was so willing to pay it. I made so much money now from my bimbos. I even had Barbie booked out for her.
Private cleaning services.
While we were in New York.
And, sir, the cleaning fee is included,
he said as he glanced at my bimbos.
Have fun with your companions.
I grinned at him.
That's the plan.
I couldn't wait to show Dad the joys of the Bimbo app and see how I turned Mom from a shrew into a loving slut mommy. I knew he would be so proud to see me. I was so glad to be here. I couldn't wait to take off and join the Mile High Club. My Bimbo harem would become Gold Star members. To be continued. The Bimbo app 19 bimbos fly through the naughty skies. Eric Murphy. I climbed up the stairs to the private jet, my heart pounding with excitement. I felt so special as I reached the top and entered the plane. It was small. Way smaller than a commercial airliner. But it didn't have to be that big to take myself and my harem of bimbos. The seats were all plush, one on each side of the aisle. Pairs of them faced each other with small tables between them. I stepped aside to let my bimbos come on board. Nurse Tina came on first with her cap in place and her hands cuffed before her. She had her collar on but no leash. She giggled and darted to a seat, clearly exited. My mother followed, her boobs jiggling in her tight top. I smacked her on the ass.
We get to fly, she squealed. Vroom!
She held out her arms like she was a plane. She took her seat, bouncing in place. So did Mrs. Waters when she came on board in her dress. She was looking so happy. Her husband had fucked her last night, spending all his extra paycheck to enjoy her body. Barbie bounced on, her hair flying behind and the skirt of her maid's uniform rustling. Mrs. Mayers followed wearing a pair of yoga pants. I smacked her ass too.
Ooh, ooh, this will be so much funny fun,
Mrs. Juarez said. My Hispanic teacher was so excited. Her husband had called this morning, wanting to pay to fuck her. He'd have to wait until we got back.
Yay. Yay.
Mrs. Mayers squealed. My little sister Cherry was the last on board, her big boobs bouncing in her top. She threw her arms around me and hugged me. She rubbed her face into my chest.
We're gonna go fly in a plane. Ooh, ooh, that's so needy.
Yes, it is, I said and escorted her to the seats. My women were all bouncing in their seats. Put your seatbelts on. Buckle up.
Do you need help, Nurse Tina?
Nope, she said.
I can always bind me up.
See? She buckled up with ease, beaming at me.
Because I love you oh so muchy much.
Love you too, I told my bimbo girlfriend. She looked so pride that she buckled her seatbelt with her hands cuffed. The other bimbos managed to get buckled up. I sat down on the first seat with Cherry taking the one before me. She bounced on it then ripped off her top. Her big boobs jumped out. They were so large and lush. My cock throbbed. Then she darted over and sat on my lap, straddling me. I shuddered as her big boobs were jiggling before me. She smiled at me, looking so naughty there. There is a naughty gleam in her eyes. I wrapped the seatbelt around us both and buckled it up behind her.
Ooh, ooh, how do planes fly?
Asked Barbie. My bimbo maid was sitting across the aisle.
It's all metally and bigger than a birdie and they're so small and have feathers and the plane is all metally. It's aerodynamites,
said Mrs. Juarez. The teacher nodded solemnly.
The arrows are all explosive-y and they go boom beneath the wings and that makes all this lifty lift that pushes the jetty plane up, 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 up into the skies. Aerodynamites.
She was sort of right.
Wow,
Barbie said.
But aren't booms dangerous? Jetty planes can take it, me gata tei.
Mrs. Juarez clapped her hands together.
Boom,
Cherry said and bounced on me, her boobs sliding over my face.
Yay. I want to fly through the skies like a birdie.
Her breast felt so wonderful on my face. I turned my head and latched on. I loved the feel of her nipple in my mouth. I suckled on her. The taste of her breast milk filled my mouth. The creamy delight poured down my throat. The plane started moving backward. My bimbos all squealed in delight as we were moving. Mrs. Water cried out.
We're flying.
Yay.
Vroom.
My mother called out. I let the excitement of my bimbos wash over me. They were having fun. They always did. They lived in such a simple world. One that was free of worry. They just were endlessly happy and horny. I was glad about that. Only I had to worry about things. I was their man. It felt right. I slid my hands up my sister's thighs and grabbed her rump. I gripped her ass as I suckled from her breast milk. The jet stopped going backward. We stayed still for a minute before the jet started forward. I just kept drinking my sister's breast milk. I gulped down every drop of it that I could. Her hands shot down between us. She found the fastener of my pants. With a deft motion, she had my fly open and her hand reaching in. She found my cock and pulled me out. I loved the feel of her warm hand as I nursed from her.
Biggie brother's biggie cock.
She squealed and pressed me against her wet pussy.
I love your biggie cock and your thicky dick and your biggie cock. It's the bestiest best cock in the holy whirly world.
It is.
Tina shouted in agreement.
I love your cock oh so muchy much, Eric. As much as I love you. I love you so muchy. More than all the stars in the skies. And that Minfinity.
Minfinity? Still, her words sent a flush of warmth through me. I popped my mouth off my little sister's nipple.
I love you more than all the stars too, Tina.
She squealed in delight, so happy. I loved making my bimbos happy. Especially with my cock. Cherry gasped in delight as she plunged her pussy down my cock. She took every inch of my dick in her pussy. I loved having all that hot pussy wrapped around me. It was a perfect delight. My hands kneaded her ass. I gripped her rump, savoring her hot flesh around me. Her incestuous sheath felt so perfect. I latched onto her nipple again and suckled from my little sister. She moaned as I did that. I loved how she did that. She groaned in delight as I nursed on her. I suckled with all my might on her. I loved how she gasped as I did that. I flicked my tongue around her nub while her pussy gripped my cock. The plane turned and stopped. Then the engines revved up. My sister's cunt squeezed down on me.
It's the aero explosions, cried Mrs. Juarez.
The jet launched forward, pressing my little sister's pussy down my cock. She wrapped her arms around my head and held me tight as the plane launched down the runway and lifted into the air. That really forced my sister's cunt down my cock. The bimbos were cheering as the plane soared up into the sky. I ripped my mouth off my sister's nipple and glanced out the window to see the airport falling away. The cars on the highway grew so small. Clouds engulfed the plane. We climbed higher and higher through the mist. It was unnerving. I gripped my sister's rump, my cock throbbing in her pussy. She gasped and started bouncing on me, working her cunt up and down my cock. She held me tight with that wonderful snatch. Fuck! I groaned as the plane burst out of the clouds and into the sunlight. Mount Rainier loomed in the distance, the glacier-shrouded peak rising high. The plane turned. My bimbos were laughing and giggling as I just enjoyed my little sister's cunt squeezing around my cock. She held me tight as we rose into the air. I loved the way she gripped me. It was such a delicious feeling to have her tight cunt around my dick. She wiggled her hips from side to side, stirring her cunt around my cock. I loved how amazing that felt. It was just such a hot delight to have her juicy cunt around my dick. I loved that wonderful pussy. I enjoyed that hot snatch. Fuck, fuck, fuck. I groaned as my sister bounced on my dick. Her boobs rubbed into my face. Biggie brothers, biggie dick. She gasped, her blonde pigtails swaying around her face. Ooh, 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 that's so goody great. I lovey-dovey lovey having your biggie cock in my juicy pussy. Me too. I groaned, savoring my little sister's hot snatch around me. I latched onto her nipple again. I suckled on her nub. It was just a hot delight to gulp down her sweet breast milk as she worked her pussy up and down my dick. She held me tight with that hot cunt. It was just an amazing rush to feel her riding me. She slammed her cunt down my cock then slid up my shaft. I loved how tight her snatch was. She had an amazing pussy. The incestuous rush of delight swept down my cock and soaked my balls. I gripped her ass, squeezing her. My sister bounced on my cock. She was just such a wonderful slut. An amazing little sister. All little sisters should ride her brother's dick like this. I groaned, gulping down her sweet and creamy breast milk. The warmth suffused my stomach and down to my balls. Ooh, ooh, biggie brother's biggie dick. Cherry gasped out over and over again while the other bimbos were getting restless. Seatbelts came off. Clothes came off. They were all moving about. Kissing and smooching and getting naughty with each other. A harem of bimbos was forever able to entertain itself with endless lesbian passion. I nursed hard on my little sister's breasts. Her creamy milk gushed into my mouth as she plunged her cunt down my cock. She took all my dick in her hot twat before she slid back up me. She held me tight and sent such pleasure rushing through me. It was an amazing delight to feel. The heat washed through me as she plunged down my cock again. She took all of my dick. It was so magnificent to feel her that delicious snatch plunging up and down my cock. She held me tight. She massaged me with that hot snatch of hers. She drove me wild with that delicious snatch. It was perfect having her cunt massaging me. I savored every last second of her hot pussy riding me. She felt incredible about me. It was fantastic to feel. An amazing rush to have all that pleasure building and building in me. I gulped down her breast milk as she rode me. She gasped louder and louder. She held me to her fat nipple as her cunt massaged me. I'm gonna cummy cum on your biggie dick, biggie brother. She moaned. Because I love you and your thicky dick. Love your biggie brother. Mom said. That's what good little sisters do. Yes. Squealed Sherry as she impaled her cunt down my cock. Biggie brother. Her pussy convulsed around my cock. I groaned as my sister's pussy convulsed with wild passion around me. She climaxed hard. I savored that hot passion. It was an incredible rush to have all that hot cunt spasming around me. I ripped my mouth off her nipple. The melony aftertaste of her breast milk lingered in my mouth as I gripped her ass. Her hot cunt suckled at me. The pressure in my balls swelled and swallowed. I groaned as I erupted. Fuck! I groaned. I basted my sister's pussy with my cum, joining the Mile High Club. I groaned as I pumped her cunt full of my cum. It was an incredible thrill to flood my little sister with my spunk. Maybe I was breeding her this time. If I hadn't bred her already. I shuddered as I pumped blast after blast of cum into her snatch. Her hot cunt rippled and writhed around my cock. I loved that delicious pussy suckling at me. My hands gripped her rump. I held her tight as I dumped my jizz in her. I flooded her cunt with all that spunk. I soared like the plane did as the rapture slammed through me. The explosive ecstasy shot me into the euphoric skies. Her hot pussy suckled at me, spasming around my cock as I filled her up. Biggie brother's cummies! She gasped. Yes. I growled, savoring her hot twat suckling at me. Shit! I erupted one last time into my little sister's cunt. I dumped my jizz into her as the pleasure swept through me. I shuddered as I unbuckled the seatbelt from around us. I panted as her pussy spasmed around me one more time. Ooh, ooh, ooh. She moaned. Such yummy cummies in me. Yep. I groaned as she slid her twat off me. Ooh, ooh, that's so good. Her hot snatch gripped me. She held me tight with that wonderful pussy. She massaged me with her hot twat. I loved how she worked her cunt up and down my dick. Ooh, ooh, that's so goody great. Yep. I said. Mom, want to clean up my little sister's pussy? I always want to clean. Mom squealed. And cook. I love cooking and cleaning up cummies from my daughter's pussy cunt. Then get to it. I said as Cherry sat down in her seat. The naughty cutie spread her legs wide, her shaved pussy dripping with cum. Mom pulled away from Barbie and darted over, leaving Barbie licking her lips coated in Mom's pussy juices. Mom knelt before the chair, her ass pointed at me. I slipped off my chair and knelt behind Mom, my dick wet with pussy cream. I pressed my cock into her butt crack as she licked my cum out of Cherry's pussy. My little sister gasped, her big boobs jiggling. The floor of the plane vibrated beneath my knees. We flew to New York while I was having an orgy. Private jets were amazing. I pressed my cock into my mother's butt crack. I slid down and down until I found her anal ring. I drilled against my mother's back door. She moaned into my little sister's sloppy cunt as her asshole stretched open and swallowed my cock. I slipped into her velvety sheath. I loved how my mother's anal sheath engulfed my cock. Her hot flesh massaged me. It was such a delicious treat. I sank deeper and deeper into my mother's bowels. I reveled in her hot grip on me.
Shit.
I groaned.
Oh shit, that's so good, mom. It's so goody great.
She moaned, throwing a look over her shoulder, her lips smeared in pussy cream and cunt.
Keep eating my twatty twat, mommy.
Gasped Cherry.
Oh righty.
Mom giggled.
I forgot.
She turned her head and started lapping at my little sister again.
Yummy nummy cummies in my daughter's pussy.
I smiled at that as my cock throbbed in my mother's asshole. I was all the way in her. I loved that treat. It was perfect to feel wrapped around my cock. Just a delicious thrill. I was so ready for that delight. She felt amazing about me.
Yes, yes, yes.
I groaned.
Damn, that's good. That's so good. I'm going to fuck your asshole so hard.
Yay.
Mom squealed. She squeezed her bowels around my cock.
I love your biggie dick.
I grinned as I fucked my mother's asshole. She held me tight in her velvety sheath. I loved that. It was an incredible thrill to have her asshole massaging my dick as I pumped away at her. I fucked her hard and fast. I pounded her, making her butt cheeks jiggle. She feasted on my little sister, licking up all my cum as I thrust away at her bowels. I fucked my mother hard and fast. I thrust into her anal sheath again and again. I loved how she gripped me with that hot asshole of hers. It was an awesome moment to have her bowels squeezing about my cock. She held me tight with that hot asshole. I loved every last second of it. This was an amazing moment. Just fantastic to enjoy. I loved it so much.
Yes, yes, yes.
I groaned.
Oh damn, that's good. That's so fucking good.
I thrust away at her cunt. I fucked her bowels hard and fast. I pounded her with everything that I had. It was just a wonderful rush to bury into her anal sheath. I slammed deep and hard into her bowels. I fucked her with force. She moaned into my little sister's pussy. Cherry quivered, her big boobs swaying back and forth. She gripped them and squeezed them. She squealed as milk shot from them and splashed on our mother's back.
Yes, yes, yes.
I groaned as I buried deep into her bowels.
Shit, that's good. So goody good.
Mom groaned as I buried into her bowels.
I love it.
The other bimbos were having fun. Barbie now was licking at Mrs. Water's pussy while Tina was masturbating, her cuffed hands between her thighs, her nurse cap perched on her fiery hair. Mrs. Mayers was bent over while Mrs. Juarez licked at her cunt from behind. I loved watching all that lesbian passion filling the private jet as I fucked my mother's asshole. Especially as I fucked my mother in the ass. I pounded her bowels. I rammed into her again and again. I loved how she moaned as I fucked her bowels. I thrust to the hilt in her again and again. She had such a tight asshole that squeezed about my cock. I loved it so much. She held my dick in that velvety grip. It was magnificent to feel her bowels wrapped around my dick. I groaned as I pounded her with everything that I had. I thrust to the hilt in her asshole again and again. I pounded her anal sheath with all my dick. It was spectacular to fuck her asshole. She moaned into my sister's pussy, licking up all that cum as the private jet echoed with passion. The sounds reverberated around us. I loved the passion rising over the hum of the engines.
Shit.
I groaned as I buried into my mother's asshole.
Are you going to come on my dick, mom? Mommy's always cummy so hard on their son's biggie dicks.
She moaned.
I love you being butterfucked by you. Fucky my buddy hole. Ooh, ooh, I love you that oh so muchy much.
I slammed hard into my mother's asshole, her velvety flesh massaging the crown of my cock. The pleasure shot down my shaft and soaked through my balls as they slapped into her flesh. The loud smack echoed around us. It was so exciting to hear as I fucked into her bowels. I pounded her hard. I thrust to the hilt in her anal sheath. She gripped me with that amazing sheath, building me toward my climax while she drove my little sister nuts.
Oh, mommy!
Mommy!
Gasped Cherry.
Such a goody naughty mommy all liking my pussy and lapping out all of the cummies and the creamies, and making me feel so amazing and greedy great. You're so nummy yummy!
Mom groaned.
Ooh, such a nummy daughter!
Cherry tossed her head, her big boobs heaving and pigtails flying. She squirmed on her seat, humping her pussy against our mother's lips. I loved the sight as I fucked into mom's tight asshole, her butt cheeks jiggling from the impact. It was just such a wonderful rush to bury into her asshole. I loved every second of fucking my mother's asshole. I buried into her with hard strokes. Powerful ones. It was an amazing moment to fuck her anal sheath. I pounded her bowels. I thrust to the hilt in her asshole again and again. I loved how she squeezed down on me. She held me tight as I thrust to the hilt in her asshole again and again. I fucked her with such force. Her anal sheath gripped me.
Fuck!
I groaned, hurtling closer.
Mommy!
Gasped Cherry.
Such a naughty goody lovey-dovey mommy!
My little sister bucked through her orgasm. Her big boobs smacked together. They rippled from the impact as I slammed to the hilt in my mother's asshole. She squeezed down on me, holding me with that amazing anal sheath. I fucked her hard and fast. I thrust to the hilt in her bowels. Mom groaned into my little sister's pussy, drowning in cunt cream as I fucked her anal sheath hard. I loved how she squealed in delight. Her asshole convulsed around me.
Cummies!
She squealed in my sister's pussy.
Yay!
Cheered Cherry. Her flesh spasmed about my cock in such an exciting way. I loved it so much. I savored that heat sweeping through me. She had such an amazing anal sheath that suckled at me. I groaned with every second of her nursing at me.
Fuck!
I gasped, the pleasure rippling around my cock. It was an incredible thrill.
Shit, shit, shit!
I buried to the hilt in my mother's asshole and erupted. Ecstasy shot through me. I grunted and pumped her bowels full of my jizz. I savored that wonderful passion washing around me as I dumped more and more of my cum into her bowels. I filled her up with all my jizz. I savored that heat sweeping through me. She had such an amazing asshole. It was a rush spurting over and over into her anal sheath. I loved how her bowels spasmed around me. It was an incredible delight.
Shit.
I groaned.
Oh shit, that's good. That's so fucking good.
Yes.
My son's cummies. Mom squealed.
Cummies.
Gasped Cherry as she squirmed on her chair. I erupted again and again into her bowels. I loved that heat sweeping through me. It was just a perfect rush. I shuddered, erupting again and again into her anal sheath. The pleasure swept through me. Stars burst across my vision.
Damn.
I groaned as I erupted one last time.
Oh damn.
I ripped my cock out of my mother's asshole and stood. I panted, savoring the sight. My other bimbos were moaning. Mrs. Mayers was coming on Mrs. Juarez's face, drowning the Hispanic teacher. That was so hot.
Dirty wordy cock.
Gasped Nurse Tina. My bimbo girlfriend rushed up to me. She was utterly naked save for her nurse's cap. She dropped to her knees before me and opened her mouth wide. She swallowed my dirty dick without hesitating while her green eyes stared up at me with such love in them. I groaned as she buffed my cock. She worked her mouth up and down my dick with such hunger. I loved it while Barbie squeezed by me on the aisle in her maid's uniform, her boobs out. She smiled at me. Her father was never buying her back. Not with the conditions, I said. Maybe he could get the sexy weather girl, but the porn star. No fucking way. Maid Barbie was mine. She dropped to her knees behind my mother and purred.
Cleany time.
She buried her face into my mother's butt crack and started licking up the cum that had leaked out of my mother's asshole. That was hot to watch while my bimbo girlfriend sucked my dick clean. She buffed me with her hot mouth and naughty tongue. I groaned at Tina's enthusiasm. Her red hair swayed around her cute face as she buffed my dick clean. I loved every last second of her nursing on me. She was something else. Just something amazing to enjoy. I loved it so much. I savored that hot mouth bobbing her head. She nursed on me with such force. I groaned at how great that felt. My eyes rolled back in my head. It was a fantastic thrill to have that hot mouth sucking on me.
Shit, that's good.
I groaned.
Oh shit, that's fantastic.
Tina! She moaned around my cock, sucking just so hard on me. Her cuffs clattered. She could take those off if she wanted. They weren't real police cuffs. Probably how she got naked. But she liked to have them on her. It was hot as she cupped my balls hearing those chains jangle. She kneaded my nuts as she suckled on me with her hot mouth. She danced her tongue around my dirty pole. She knew how to polish me. To drive me wild with that hot mouth. I groaned at how amazing it was having her suckling on me. She nursed with passion. She bobbed her head, working her mouth up and down my dick. She polished my pole, moaning as she did. She took more and more of my cock until I hit the back of her throat. That didn't stop her. My cock slid down her gullet.
Nurse Tina is the fucking best.
I groaned as she slid her lips down my cock.
Shit, yes.
She moaned around my cock as she took more and more of me. She buffed my entire pole clean as her lips nuzzled into my bush. She massaged my nuts with her gentle fingers while she stared up at me with such delight in her eyes. I loved it. I savored how she suckled on me with that hot mouth. She hummed around my cock, massaging me with her vocal cords. Her tongue swept around my shaft as she buffed me clean, the pressure rising in my nuts. She slid back up my cock. That was hot. She drove me nuts as she rose up my shaft. I groaned, glancing down at my mother getting her asshole eaten out by Barbie. This was such a hot plane ride. I loved it.
Fuck!
I groaned. My cock slid out of Tina's gullet. She slid her tongue around the crown, sending pleasure shooting down to my nuts. My balls drank it in as I shifted from the jet's slight movement. I loved fucking in a private jet.
You're going to get so much cum, Nurse Tina.
I groaned. She moaned around my cock and suckled so hard. She bobbed her head, working her mouth up and down my cock with such passion. It was so hot having her do that. My dick throbbed in her mouth as she brought me closer and closer to spurting. Her fingers massaged my heavy nuts, her cuffs jangling. I loved the sensation of her gentle digits playing with my balls. Jolts of delight shot up my shaft to the crown where the pressure built. Her tongue stroked it. She flicked at the frenulum.
Fuck, fuck, fuck.
I groaned, so close to coming.
You're such a cock-sucking slut, Nurse Nina. My daughter is such a goody cocky gobbling slutty nurse who lovey-doveys you with all her might, master.
Mrs. Waters moaned as she watched.
She fucking does.
I growled and erupted. I flooded my bimbo girlfriend's mouth with my cum. I erupted over and over again. Blast after blast of delight that shot through my mouth. I loved that hot pleasure rushing through me. It was an incredible bliss having it slam into my mind. Stars exploded across my mind as I erupted over and over into my bimbo girlfriend's hungry mouth. I erupted into her mouth again and again, savoring that wonderful pleasure slamming into my thoughts.
Fuck yes, I growled. I love you so much. I fucking love you.
She smiled up at me, such delight in her eyes. She had such a wicked smile. I loved it. She suckled hard on my cock. A naughty wave of heat swept through me. It was just a wonderful moment to enjoy as I fired the last of my cum into her mouth.
Damn,
I groaned. I glanced at Mrs. Mayers. She had her yoga pants around her ankles, her ass so plump.
Mrs. Mayers, bend over and touch your toes. Yes, siri, mastery, sir.
She gasped and did just that. She folded herself in half, her big boobs rubbing into her thighs. Her ass wiggled at me, her pussy cream dripping down her thighs from her shaved pussy. Her short bob of auburn hair swayed over her cheeks. She smiled at me from between her legs.
Bendy over, mastery, sir,
she said, her pussy looking delicious. I gripped her ass and pressed my cock into the bend-over slut. She could do yoga. I used to love watching her do that in her backyard. Now she was mine to enjoy whenever I wanted. No more whacking off to my hot-ass neighbor. I thrust into her pussy. My bimbo moaned as I did that. She groaned as my cock speared to the hilt in her snatch. I loved that. She had such a tight cunt. I savored her squeezing down around me. She wiggled her hips back and forth.
Shit, shit, shit.
I groaned as she did that. She gripped my cock with her hot pussy. I pumped away at her.
Damn, that's good. So goody great, mastery, sir.
She moaned as I fucked her pussy.
Ooh, ooh, I love you that. Your cock is the bestie best.
Better than your husband's, right? I groaned.
So much bettery.
She moaned, squeezing her hot twat around my dick. I smiled as I fucked my hot wife. I had three of them. They were so much fun to have. I pounded Mrs. Mayer's cunt hard and fast. I thrust into her pussy again and again, her hot twat gripping my dick. She held me with that delicious flesh. I shuddered with each thrust into her cunt, her married snatch massaging my cock. She held her pose as I fucked her, gasping with her head between her knees. I slammed into her cunt with hard strokes. I fucked her for all she was worth. It was fantastic to bury into her cunt again and again. I hammered her with everything that I had. It was outstanding to bury into her pussy. I fucked her asshole hard and fast. I thrust to the hilt in her with all that I had. It was such a thrill to bury into her with force. She had such a tight and juicy pussy. Just a perfect cunt to fuck with all my might.
Fuck, fuck, fuck.
I groaned.
Shit, that's good. That's so fucking good.
I pounded her with hard thrusts. I fucked to the hilt in her twat again and again, her butt cheeks hardly rippling. They were taut with her holding her pose. That was hot. I fucked her hard and fast. I plowed deep into her twat.
Shit, shit, shit.
I groaned.
Oh, that's good. That's so good. Damn, I love it. Me too, mastery sir.
She gasped.
You're all fucking my juicy and married pussy because I'm a hottie wifey slut. A biggie wifey slut who cuckolds her lovey-dovey hubby. That's right.
I groaned, slamming into her snatch. She squeezed her flesh down around me as I fucked her hard.
Your husband's at home, while you're flying with me and getting fucked so hard. Yes, yes, yes.
I thrust away at her juicy cunt, loving how she held me tight with her flesh. She massaged me, bringing me closer and closer to erupting in her. I would flood her with so much jizz. Just spurt over and over into her cunt. I couldn't wait to dump my load in her. That would be so hot. I fucked her hard and fast. I thrust to the hilt in her cunt with hard strokes. She squeezed her pussy down around me. She felt incredible about me. I loved that delight as I fucked her with passion. I buried deep and hard into her pussy. I fucked her with all that I had. She clamped down around me.
Fuck, fuck, fuck.
I groaned.
Shit, that's good. So goody good, mastery sir.
Gasped the hot wife as she brought them closer and closer to coming.
Ooh, ooh, I love your dicky churning up my pussy wussy to a hottie froth.
Yuppers. Her cunt convulsed around me. I groaned as her hot flesh rippled around my cock. The bimbo hot wife nursed at me with her pussy. I drew back, savoring her hot snatch convulsing around me. My nuts tightened as she suckled at me. I buried into her and erupted.
Shit, yes.
I pumped my cum into her twat. I filled her up with all the jizz I had in my nuts. It was just a rush to have all that cum spurting into her cunt. I loved it so much. I savored the heat rushing through me. My head swayed from all the dizzying delight.
Damn.
I groaned.
Oh fuck, that's good. That's so fucking good.
I erupted into her pussy over and over again. I loved every last blast of cum. I heard a beep from my phone for some reason. I grunted through the pleasure. I dumped so much jizz into Mrs. Mayers's married cunt.
Fuck, fuck, fuck.
I groaned.
That's it. Damn. Mastery, sir.
She moaned as I erupted one last time into her pussy. I filled her up with all my jizz.
So much cummies.
Yeah. I said and pulled out of her pussy. I bent down to my pants around my ankles and grabbed my phone out of the pocket. I had a notification from the Bimbo app, which was weird since my phone was in airplane mode. I shouldn't be getting anything.
The fuck?
I muttered as I unlocked my screen. Mrs. Mayers had hit level 3. She could choose between a gangbang lover or a yoga bimbo. I already had the former, and I wanted Mrs. Mayers to be a yoga bimbo, so I tapped that option. Instantly, she contorted herself and started licking her own pussy. I blinked in shock at the sight of her lapping at her cunt. She was licking her own cum out of herself while standing there. She was just that flexible. I groaned at that. It was hot to watch her stroking her tongue through her folds.
Damn.
I muttered. That's fucking hot. I just stood in awe of Mrs. Mayer's devouring her own cunt. She licked at her pussy with her hot tongue. She stroked through her folds, gathering up my cum that leaked out of her pussy. I couldn't move. I hardly even noticed when Barbie started sucking on my cock. She bobbed her head, working her mouth up and down my dick as I just stared at the hot sight of Mrs. Mayer's devouring her own cunt. The woman's butt cheeks clenched and relaxed, her asshole peeking out as she tongued her own pussy.
Fuck.
I breathed, Barbie's hot mouth working up and down my cock. She suckled on me with force, working her mouth down my shaft before sliding back up my dick again. What a wonderful delight to enjoy. She nursed on me with all her passion. She suckled on me with such passion. I groaned at how amazing it felt to have her suckling me. She nursed with passion. It was fantastic. I groaned as she bobbed her head. She suckled on me with all that passion. She nursed with everything that she had while I just watched Mrs. Mayers enjoying that feast. The naughty bimbo licked at her cunt.
Mmm, cummies.
She purred into her snatch.
Fuck.
I breathed, Barbie's lips working up and down my cock. Barbie nursed with all her might on me. She brought me closer and closer to coming as she swirled her tongue around my cock. It was such a rush to have her nursing on me. I savored every last second of that hot mouth suckling with passion on me. I groaned, rising toward my climax. It would be so hot coming in her. Mrs. Mayers moaned as she kept licking herself. She stroked her tongue through her folds. I could see her pink tongue flicking to her taint. Then she thrust it deep into herself, moaning as she wiggled it about in her snatch.
Cummies, cummies, where are the cummies?
She whimpered.
Oh no, they're all gony gone.
Mmm, but pussy twatty cream is so nummy. She feasted on herself with more enthusiasm. Her pink tongue was a flurry of activity. I slid my fingers through Barbie's blonde hair as I enjoyed the sight of the woman devouring herself. She licked and lapped at her twat. It was a hot thing to witness. She drove me wild with that hot mouth as Mrs. Mayers moaned into her own cunt. The bimbo wife devoured herself. She shifted her weight as the plane moved but didn't miss a beat lapping at her own juicy pussy. She moaned louder and louder as the pressure swelled at the tip of my cock. Barbie brought me closer to coming in her mouth. I was so near to bursting in her. I would just erupt and flood her with all the spunk that I had.
Fuck.
I breathed.
Come, Mrs. Mayers. Drown yourself. Nummy, yummy pussy creamy delight.
She moaned as she feasted on herself, wiggling her ass at me.
Cummies.
Mrs. Mayers moaned and shuddered. She drowned herself in pussy cream. She quivered there, hot juices running down her cheeks toward her hairline. She moaned as she licked and lapped at herself. Her tongue stroked over her folds. It was so hot to listen to. I loved the sound she made. It was a fantastic moment to watch. Barbie suckled hard on me as Mrs. Mayers licked up her own climactic passion. I groaned as my balls tightened. I erupted into her mouth. I flooded Barbie with blast after blast of cum.
Shit!
I groaned, the pleasure slamming through my body. Ecstasy burst across my mind. It was an outstanding rush to have all that bliss sweeping through me. I swayed there as my nuts emptied themselves over and over into her mouth. I loved the pleasure sweeping through me.
Shit, Barbie.
I groaned as she swallowed all my cum.
Oh shit, that's good.
She moaned around my dick and suckled out all the cum I had in my balls. I groaned through every eruption. It was such a hot delight to have all this pleasure sweeping through me. I loved it so much. I was in heaven right now. I felt so good. Mrs. Mayers unfolded herself and grinned. She then did a standing split, her toes bruising the ceiling. She just held this pose with ease, a big smile on her face. It was incredible how she could do that. Just fantastic. I would enjoy my flexible bimbo. I had another notification. I could buy Mrs. Mayers the flexible barfly bimbo perk for 30 bimbo crystals since she was a yoga bimbo and earned 25% more credits. I took that option, of course. Why wouldn't I? It dropped me to 381 in crystals. Worth it. A limo waited for us at the airport in New York. My bimbos, fully dressed, squealed as they rushed down the plane and piled into the back of the limo. They were all giggling and laughing and having a great time.
Limoy car!
Cherry cheered.
We're like movie stars!
Gasped Tina.
Are we? Are we movie stars like Black Widow?
Just my bimbos, I said.
That's enough.
I slid in and the door closed. The driver pulled away while my bimbos were staring out the windows. They were gawking at the sights. I didn't blame them. It was exciting. We were in New York City heading to Manhattan. Soon, we were on a bridge crossing the Hudson, I guessed. The city was in the distance. It was getting dark. We left in the morning with a 5-hour flight, it should be 3, but it was 6. Dinner time here, I guessed. The tall buildings were soon around us. I stared up at them as we passed by. The limo traveled slowly through the traffic, but there was always something to see. I loved it. This trip was so worth it. I couldn't wait until we arrived. The hotel had an elegant exterior, and even had bellhops in uniforms. We piled out, the bellhops taking our luggage from the trunk of the limo and rolling it in. I had us checked in and soon we were heading to the elevator. The bellhop stared at my women and grinned at me. I winked at him.
Not even rock stars have an entourage like this,
he said. All thanks to the Bimbo app. I told him. You should look it up.
I will, sir.
He said and led us to our suite. My bimbos flooded into the suite at the hotel in Manhattan. It was pricey, nearly a $1,000 a night, but who cared? I'd make that up with how much I was renting out Barbie as a maid here in New York. There was a living room with several bedrooms. My bimbos were all ripping off their clothes, of course. I grabbed my smartphone, took a deep breath, and called my father. A nervous ripple shot through me. I hadn't told him I was coming. I hadn't seen him in years. He had a new wife and lived on the other side of the country. He wanted to get away from the old version of my mother. The shrew. I didn't blame him.
Eric?
My dad's voice said when he picked up the phone.
This is a surprise. You need something? Your mother being a bitch?
Well, I'm in New York. I said.
What?
He sounded even more surprised.
How?
A plane. I said. A lot's changed in my life. Can we get together tomorrow?
I don't know.
Dad said.
I mean, now's not really a good time.
Dad? I said, anger rising in me.
I flew all the way out to see you. I have things to talk about. Important things.
He let out a long sigh.
Tomorrow, I guess. You can come over for lunch.
Around 1.
Sure.
I said. I didn't like that Dad wasn't thrilled to see me. I thought he'd be excited. Surprised, of course, but this reluctance hurt. I hid it.
What's your address?
Dad gave it to me. It was out in Long Island. I guessed he had a house out there. We didn't stay in touch. I hadn't been able to go out to the wedding when he remarried 2 years ago. Mom was broke, and Dad didn't have the money. I had never met my stepmom.
Okay, I'll see you there.
I said.
This is going to change things, Dad. You won't believe it.
Okay, okay. He said. I have to go. My wife's calling me for dinner.
Later.
Yeah, later. I said and hung up on him. I just surprised him. That had to be it. Once he saw the Bimbo app and how amazing it was, he'd be bimbifying that new wife of his and having a great time. I sank down on the bed. I ordered room service for everyone, the bimbos all getting wild. I started setting up work for them to do here. I found a strip club for Mrs. Waters to dance at, setting her prices twice as high as usual. This was New York City. I set up a glory hole down at the New York Stock Exchange, tripling Mrs. Juarez's price. That place was full of investment bankers that could afford her. I found a classy bar for Mrs. Mayers to work at, too, doubling her prices. I had to pay for this trip. I decided I would bring Mom, Cherry, Tina, Mrs. Waters, and Mrs. Mayers with me since Barbie and Mrs. Juarez would be working. That done, I waited for dinner and imagined how it would go with Dad. He would be so proud of me. I just knew it. I had turned Mom from a shrew into a loving bimbo and stopped Cherry from following in her footsteps. Dad would love the app. Yes, yes, that was how things would go. I couldn't wait. Bill Crest. By midnight, Maggie Storm's gangbang video on Bimbo Vids had made me all the money I needed. Another $2,000 for Chloe Hart's booking fee plus the money to buy her a plane ticket and to pay for a hotel. I sent Chloe Hart's manager an email about needing her right away for a shoot in Seattle. That she was just the girl I was looking for to star in my company's new vid. That I had the $3,000 and would send the details. I needed her up her on Monday for a shoot on Tuesday. I sent it and waited for the answer. I would get my daughter back from that little perv. The Bimbo App 20 sharing bimbo sluts with Dad. Bill Crest. I woke up Sunday morning with an email from Chloe Hart's manager. Chloe is free for the shoot, but since it is such short notice, she'll need $5,000 for her fee instead of $3,000. I'll need an answer and payment along with her travel details by the end of the day. What followed was how to do all that. Fucker was price gouging me, but I needed her. I checked the Bimbo app and saw that I had made more than $2,000 selling Maggie Storm's gangbang video overnight, and it was still making me money. So I cashed out on the app. Of course, it took a cut of the profits. Fucking thing was predatory. But once I had Chloe, I would have my daughter back. My hands balled into fists. I wanted to punch that little fucker in the cheek for using my little girl. Barbie's mother sucking on my cock helped me to relax. My first wife was mine again. This time, she wouldn't cuck me. Wouldn't cheat on me. She was my bimbo. I owned her. She loved me. I was all she needed. She proved it right now with her eagerness to swallow my cum. I made the arrangements, sending the money, booking the airline tickets, round trips so she wouldn't suspect a thing, and made reservations at the hotel. I sent it all to her agent before I let myself relax and enjoy my wife's blowjob. I erupted into her sweet mouth. Tomorrow, I would have Chloe Hart. I could trade with Eric to get my little girl back. She would be a bimbo, but she would be my bimbo. No other guy would pay to fuck my little girl. She would be all daddy's. Eric Murphy. Excitement swept through me as I rode in the backseat of the limo to my father's house out on Long Island. I had most of my bimbos with me. Mom, Cherry, Tina, Mrs. Waters, and Mrs. Mayers. Barbie and Mrs. Juarez were out working and making me money. This trip cost a lot. I had 403 bimbo crystals, I gained 22 off the daily spin, and not sure what to do with them. I was eager to see what happened, though, when my bimbos hit level 4. Mom, Tina, Cherry, and Mrs. Waters were all getting there. Damn, I said as the limo drove through Manhattan. My phone call with Dad hadn't gone as great as I had hoped. He didn't seem thrilled I was in town.
Mom, come suck my dick.
Ooh, does my hunky son need his mommy sucking his biggie cock and flooding my mouth with all his cummies? She purred.
Yeah, that's why I told you to come suck my dick, I said, having to be very patient with the bimbos.
So please, get over here. I love it when you suck my cock. Tina nodded, moaning into her ball gag. She wore her nurse's outfit with rope wrapped around her body, squeezing the white uniform around her round boobs and binding her wrists behind her back. It was something she talked me through. She was very knowledgeable about ropes and knots. Mom dropped to her knees. Her big boobs jiggled in the tight, black dress I had her in. Something sleazy and naughty. She looked so hot in it. She unfastened my jeans and pulled out my cock. I shuddered, loving the feel of my mother's hand on my dick. She opened her mouth wide and swallowed my cock. I groaned as she engulfed my dick. She slid her lips down it. I groaned, putting one arm around my sister and my other around Mrs. Mayer's. My two bimbos squirmed against me as Mom suckled on my dick.
Damn, you're such a good mommy for doing that, I said.
Good bimbo mommies always suck on their sons' cocks.
I don't ever, never, ever want a son, Cherry said.
You're the only cock I want to suckle on and give titty fucks to and nurse with my biggie boobs.
Ooh, ooh, do you want a nurse right now?
Sure. I groaned as Mom bobbed her head. She was wearing a slinky dress, too. She shoved down the front of it, and both of her big boobs popped out. She grinned at me, her blonde pigtails spilling down over her lush mounds. Both her pink nipples beaded with milk. She shifted on her seat until she knelt beside me. She lifted herself to bring her boobs right to me. I latched onto her nipple and suckled. My sister's yummy breast milk squirted into my mouth. I loved that rich and creamy taste. I groaned as I gulped down my little sister's creamy delight as Mom bobbed her head. She worked her mouth up and down my dick. She had such an amazing mouth. Her tongue stroked around my shaft. She knew how to please her son. My mother was so awesome now. I loved her so much. I savored the heat of my mother's hot mouth. I groaned around my little sister's nipple. I suckled from her. She squealed in delight and stroked her hand through my hair. I loved her doing that as I nursed with all my might on her nipple.
Big brother is so goody great at suckling on my nipples, she moaned.
Ooh, ooh, a little sister's creamy, dreamy, breasty milk is what every big brother needs.
Yuppers. So drinky it all down.
Nurse Tina moaned into her ball gag and nodded in complete agreement.
That's right, cooed Mrs. Mayers. You need to drinky it all down. Breast milk will make you have lots of cummies for us to drink. And to rubby into our biggie boobs and faces and assy cheeks,
Mrs. Waters said.
Bimbos need cummies.
Nurse Tina moaned and nodded with just as much vigor.
So drinky every last drop of my creamy, dreamy, awesomey, breasty milk,
purred my little sister as I did that very thing she wanted. I suckled it all down. I loved it all so much. Her breast milk tasted so good. Sweet and warm. Her creamy delight poured down my throat. I loved it. I drank every drop as my mom worshipped my cock. She bobbed her head, moaning around it. She wanted my cum, craved my cum. Bimbos were so wonderfully simple that way. I savored the treat, enjoying every last moment of swallowing all my sister's breast milk. Mom brought me closer and closer to coming with that hot mouth of hers.
Big brother, cooed Cherry dreamily.
So goody great.
I love you nursing at my boobie.
I loved it too. Mom moaned around my cock. She loved sucking on my dick. The pressure rose and rose in my nuts. I came closer and closer to spurting in her mouth. I closed my eyes and enjoyed this wonderful moment. My nuts tightened. I hurtled toward that moment of coming. I would erupt again and again. Just fire all that jizz into her mouth. I would pump her full of all that delicious cum. She suckled hard on me. Just nursed with all her might on me. I gulped down breast milk as my nuts tightened. Mom's warm tongue danced around the crown of my cock. The pleasure shot down to my nuts. I shuddered here, moaning in delight as the pleasure kept building and building. I rose towards such amazing moments. I would have such a huge burst of cum. I would just erupt into that hot mouth. It was a perfect moment to enjoy. I loved every last second of her sucking on my dick. I ripped my mouth off my little sister's nipple.
Fuck, Mom!
I exploded. My cum pumped into Mom's mouth. I filled her up with all that spunk. It was just an amazing moment to have shooting through me. The pleasure swept through my body. I groaned, enjoying every last second of this bliss. It was a fantastic rush to have all that ecstasy sweeping through me. I erupted again and again. Mom moaned, swallowing all my cum. My little sister bounced on her knees beside me, her big boobs heaving.
Cummies!
She squealed.
Lots and lots of cummies for your mommy,
Mrs. Mayers gasped.
Yes.
I groaned as I pumped more and more cum into Mom's mouth.
Fuck, you're awesome. Love you, Mom.
She moaned around my dick as she swallowed blast after blast of cum. The pleasure hammered into my mind. Stars erupted across my vision as I savored all this bliss. I shuddered through the pleasure. I loved every last second of this delight. I groaned and quivered. It was such an amazing moment. I felt so good right now. Just so amazing. A big smile spread on my lips. I suckled in a deep breath. I loved how great I felt right now. This was just an amazing moment.
Damn.
I groaned.
Oh damn, that's so good.
Shit. Mom slid her mouth off my cock. She licked her lips and smiled at me. I'm so happy my goody boy is feeling goody.
Thanks, Mom, I said. You know what I need.
She beamed at me, cum dripping from the corners of her mouth. Dad would love the bimbo stuff. He had a new wife, but I bet he had some chick on the side. He could make my stepmom into his little bimbo wife. Lock her down so she would never cheat on him, then enjoy any woman he wanted. That was the power of the bimbo app. Whoever invented it understood how the world should work. This was so much better. I had my mom, my sister, and my girlfriend locked down. Plus I had my sluts to play with. A perfect life. I felt good as we headed out to Long Island. The city fell away and it was a much older suburb. Not new construction, but like the older parts of where I lived. Home 60 or 70 years old. It looked wholesome out here, so different from the hustle and bustle of the city.
Is this Daddy's house? Asked Cherry as the limo reached a rather large house.
I guess it is, I said, shocked. I thought Dad wasn't doing all that well. Wasn't he behind on his alimony?
Mom scratched her head. That's icky money stuff.
Grossy. I don't want to think about numbers and math.
All the bimbos shuddered at that word.
I chuckled. And you don't have to, but...
I stared at the house.
I really thought he was broke.
It was a large house. Two stories, a well-manicured lawn, and a nice BMW in the driveway. The chauffeur opened the door. I stepped out with my bimbos. I grabbed Tina's arm to help make sure she didn't trip. I was worried about her with her arms behind her back.
Just hang out, I said. You're paid for all day, right?
I am, he said, glancing at my women.
Enjoy your visit.
I gave him a lecherous grin. Maybe I would give him a tip. Let him have Mrs. Waters or Mrs. Mayer suck his dick off. The guy got us out here quickly. It was customary to tip drivers, right?
Yeah, I'd let him have some fun on the way back.
This is really that puppyhead's house? Mom asked.
He's so meanie. Let's just fuck instead. That sounds better than seeing that meanie dummy head.
Don't forget how much of a bitch you used to be, I told her. She blinked.
Naha. I was always a goody wife and loving mommy.
Right? She scrunched up her face.
It was.
So.
Ugh, it was more than yesterday.
Who cares?
I wanna fuck you, Eric.
Don't you want your mommy's hottie and tidy and wet that pussy working up and down and up and down your biggie dick?
Later, I said.
Right now, we're going to see Dad, and you're going to be a good mommy and smile and be happy. She did smile.
Okie dokie.
I love being a goody mommy for my hunky and handsomey and hungy son. I headed up to the door, Cherry glomming onto my free arm. Mom and the other two MILFs followed behind us. Their stripper heels clicked. I had them all in slinky dresses, their tits about to fall out of them. I reached the door and rang the doorbell. A Ring camera was right in the middle of the door. Was Dad watching us on camera? A moment later, he opened the door and stared in shock.
Eric, you.
What?
Daddy,
squealed Cherry. She threw herself at our father and hugged him. Not in a sexy way, but in a girlish and enthusiastic way.
It's been such a lungy time.
Cherry? Dad said, staring down at his daughter. Then he glanced at the others.
Shit, and is that your mother?
Holy fuck, what are you wearing, Zelda?
My hottie dress that our handsome son chose for me,
she said.
Don't I look so sexy wexy in this for our son? I love being so naughty and hottie for him, puppyhead.
Mom, I said.
No insults.
Sorry. My dad just stared in shock.
What the hell is going on?
He glanced down at Cherry then shot his gaze up.
Shit, what is your sister wearing and?
She's got huge tits, I said.
I know. Come on, Dad, we have a lot to talk about.
Yeah. Dad looked overwhelmed by this. He broke away from Cherry who glommed back onto my arm. His eyes flicked to Tina in her slutty nurse's outfit complete with her white thigh-high stockings and skirt so short she was practically flashing her pussy. Plus the bondage ropes around her and the ball gag in her mouth.
Yeah, we have a lot to talk about.
He led us inside to a very nice house. His new wife must be spending a lot of money to have such nice furniture. There were two living rooms. One looked way fancier than the one Dad led me to. This one had a huge screen TV with a nice speaker setup. A college basketball game was on but muted. Dad sank down on the recliner as I had my bimbos sit down on the couch. They crowded about it save for Tina that stayed standing at my side. Dad glanced at the four sluts, their tits all threatening to spill out of their slinky dresses.
Dad, this is Tina, I said.
Maybe you remember her.
We hung out as kids.
She's my girlfriend.
And who are those other women?
Dad asked.
My MILF sluts, I said.
They're all my bimbos. I pulled out my phone.
There's this app.
The bimbo app. It turns women into airhead sluts that will do anything you want them to.
Like mom will suck my cock if I tell her to.
What? Dad said.
You.
He stared at Cherry.
You're not, with your sister?
I am, I said with pride. I was staring to get angry. I thought you were fucking broke, but here you are in this nice house. I see why you haven't wanted us around. Trying to forget all about your old family with this new wife of yours. He winced but didn't say anything.
It hurt.
It did, but...
I don't care.
I came here because I wanted to show you how awesome the bimbo app is. Look at mom. She's not a bitch any longer. Not a shrew that harps and nags. She's happy now. Look at that empty-headed smile.
Dad glanced at Mom, who was smiling and preening.
Yeah, she definitely looks happy. Jeez, I can't believe this. She's really a bimbo, I said.
They all are. Tina's a bondage nurse bimbo and Mrs. Mayer's is a flexible yoga bimbo MILF, and Mrs. Waters loves being gangbanged and stripping naked.
I do.
She stood and ripped down the front of her dress. Her big soft tits spilled out. She giggled and bounced them up and down.
Aren't I so hottie? Ooh, ooh, don't you just lovey my big titties?
You're telling me some app let you turn these women into sluts? Dad said, staring at me in shock.
That's insane.
I don't. He trailed off as Mrs. Waters' bouncing tits proved too distracting to him.
It's true, Dad.
I smiled.
Mrs. Mayers, come here and suck on my dick. Okie dokie, master,
Mrs. Mayers said. She jumped to her feet and darted over. Dad frowned at her as she dropped to her knees.
Wait, she lived behind us, right? That's Nathan's wife.
Virginia, right?
Ooh, I am Nathan's cheaty and naughty and slutty bimboy wife,
Mrs. Mayers said. She attacked my fly.
It makes me so wet I hottie to do cuckoldy my hubby. He loves it. I'm so glad that Eric owns me and I can do this.
She ripped out my cock and opened wide. She swallowed my cock. Her lips slid over my dick. I groaned as she did that, her rump wiggling at my dad. Her short skirt rode up showing off her ass and no doubt her shaved cunt.
You can fuck her, Dad,
I said.
Don't be shy. She's one of my slut bimbos. She makes me money whoring herself out in bars.
Fuck, Dad said as Mrs. Mayers kept sucking on my dick.
Go on, Dad, fuck her,
I said, savoring that pleasure. He slipped off the recliner and said,
I only was keeping you and your sister away so your mom didn't find out I was doing better.
You know.
She'd grab your balls and squeeze to get her cut?
I said.
She won't now.
No, she won't, said Dad. He fished out his cock from his jeans and pressed it into Mrs. Mayers's cunt.
Shit, this is real. You really have a stable of bimbo sluts.
Yep, I said.
And you can have them, too.
Make your wife one. Lock her down so she'll only fuck you, then get others.
Trust me, it's an amazing thrill.
Dad swallowed and nodded. He buried his cock to the hilt in my yoga bimbo MILF's cunt. Mrs. Mayers moaned in delight around my dick. She wiggled her hips as Dad smiled. He looked so happy to be in her. I was thrilled to do this. I'd missed Dad since he left. I never blamed him. I should be mad that he was doing well and not helping Cherry and me out, but damn, it was just good to reconnect with him and share this with him. To prove that I was a man. More of a man than him. I had tamed the bitch he couldn't. I had a harem of bimbos. He didn't. That pussy he was enjoying was a gift. The app would be too. Dad would always know that I set him up. That was a heady idea as Mrs. Mayers suckled hard on my dick. She bobbed her head, working her mouth up and down my cock. She worshipped me as Dad fucked her pussy. He gripped her hips and pumped away at her, groaning. He grunted as he drilled his cock in and out of her pussy while I enjoyed that hot mouth working up and down my cock. Mrs. Mayers stared up at me, purring in delight.
Fuck, she's hot and wet, Dad grunted.
And she loves it. She's in heaven right now.
Yep,
I said.
She's an exhibitionist slut, too. Just loves pleasing men.
Mrs. Mayers nodded around my cock and wiggled her hips, stirring her married cunt around Dad's dick. He pumped away at her. He fucked her with force while she moaned around my cock. She loved what he did to her, and that had her suckling so hard on me. I loved every last moment of her nursing on me. That was just so fucking good. My nuts tightened as I enjoyed another wonderful blowjob while Dad fucked her nice and hard. He buried into Mrs. Mayer's pussy. He pounded her cunt with force. Her butt cheeks rippled as he pounded her cunt. What a perfect delight. It was just amazing. I savored this heat. The pressure in my nuts grew and grew as Dad pounded her cunt. He fucked Mrs. Waters hard in the pussy. He churned up her cunt as he grunted his delight. Was this the first time Dad and I had ever done something together? Was fucking bimbos our playing catch?
Damn.
I groaned, savoring that hot mouth sucking on my dick.
Dump your load in her, Dad.
Just flood her.
The slut wants it.
She moaned her agreement around my cock. She wanted that so badly. She craved having my cum spurting into her mouth. She swirled her tongue around my dick. I enjoyed that heat so much. I loved how she rocked forward and back from Dad's thrusts, her mouth sliding up my cock then down it. My hand slid through her auburn hair. I gripped a fistful of her short tresses, coming closer and closer to dumping my load into her cunt. I wanted to just flood her with all my jizz. That would be perfect. I would pump her full of my cum, Dad grunted.
Fuck, that's good pussy. Shit, you're tight, slut.
He slapped her rump. She squealed around my cock. I could tell she had just climaxed. Right now, her pussy was massaging Dad's dick. He buried into her, savoring that hot twat. My eyes rolled back into my head as I hurtled closer to coming.
Fucking whore.
Dad grunted and plunged into her. He gripped her hips, clearly spurting his jizz in her.
Goddamn, that's good.
My bimbo nursed on my cock. The pleasure hit its peak. I grunted and erupted into her mouth. I flooded Mrs. Mayers with all my cum. I pumped blast after blast of jizz into her snatch. This heady rush swept through me. I groaned, dizzy from all this passion. I enjoyed every last second of spurting my spunk into her mouth. She gulped down my cum while Dad pumped all his jizz into her cunt. He filled her to the brim with all his spunk. That was so hot. I loved this so much. Damn. I groaned, the heat sweeping through me. It was a perfect delight. I spurted one last time into her mouth.
You want the app?
Yeah. Dad said.
I do.
I pulled my cock out of my bimbo's mouth. She squealed in delight.
Ooh, Eric's daddy has a nicey dick. So much like your son's amazing cock. I loved you being fucked by you. Ooh, I loved you so much. Lick yourself clean.
I told her as I pulled up my pants to fish my phone out of my pocket. I held it up and swiped the screen to unlock it. Mrs. Mayer slid her cunt off Dad's cock and moaned.
I lovely licking my pussy clean.
She folded herself in half, so flexible thanks to her yoga. She put her right leg behind her head, her boobs rubbing into her stomach. She buried in her face in her own twat and licked out Dad's cum from her cunt. She feasted on herself.
Fuck,
Dad said, staring at her in awe.
How the hell can she be that flexible?
She's a yoga bimbo, I said.
It's a thing. You'll see with the app.
I got the share link and texted it to Dad.
There. Download that app.
Dad headed to his phone on the end table. He swiped his phone and clicked. He stared with such an eagerness on it. He was clearly ready to use it. I heard some familiar sound tinkling. He held up his phone and turned it around. He aimed it at Mom.
I just push right here and capture her face and she's a bimbo?
He asked.
Hey, that's my bimbo, I said. It won't work.
Nah, it says she's already owned, he said.
I can't do anything to her.
Huh?
I just...
He paused.
My wife's home.
He smiled.
She's been spending so much money lately. Thinks I'm made of dough. And she's not putting out as much as she did. That app will fix it,
I said as he turned to a door. I heard clattering in there, then it opened and a woman stepped in holding a pair of shopping bags. She wore a white, designer dress that had no sleeves and fit tight about her slender waist and curving hips. She had big breasts too. Her bleach blonde hair fell in curls around her face.
What the fuck is this?
She demanded, staring at Tina in her bondage ropes and slutty nurse outfit than Mrs. Mayer's feasting on her own cunt.
What the fuck? You said your son was coming, not that you were having him.
Dad aimed the phone at her and tapped the screen. The bags dropped from her hands and his wife, my stepmom, I guess, squealed in delight. She darted across the living room and threw herself into Dad. She kissed him, his cock, soaked in another woman's pussy, pressing into her stomach. He broke the kiss.
Damn,
he said.
Now you're all affectionate. Because I lovey-dovey-lovey you,
she said, bouncing up and down.
I lovey your lips.
She kissed him.
And your mouth.
She kissed him again.
And your dick.
She kissed him a third time.
I lovey-dovey you more than all wine in the woolly world.
Shit, he said.
You love my cock, huh, Bella?
I lovey it so much.
Ooh, let me show you.
She dropped to her knees and opened her mouth. She swallowed his cock soaked in another woman's pussy. He grunted at that. My stepmom bobbed her head, sucking on his cock. I shuddered. Mom and my sister were fingering each other's pussies as they watched while Tina was squirming. Pussy cream dripped down her thighs and soaked into the tops of her stockings. That was hot to see. My eyes fell down on my stepmom's ass. She had a nice one, her dress stretched over her butt. I looked up at Dad and arched eyebrows at him. He grunted, his hands sliding through his wife's bleach blonde hairs, her dark roots showing.
Yeah, why not? Dad said. You're my son.
Sure, fuck your stepmother in the cunt.
Plus, you gave me the app.
My stepmom wiggled her rump back and forth. She looked so eager for it. I grinned at my dad and dropped to my knees. My cock slapped down on her rump. I slid my dick over the fabric. She suckled with noisy passion on Dad's cock. She worshipped him. I pushed up her skirt and revealed a black thong clinging to the lips of her pussy. She had a plump vulva. Her tart aroma filled my nose. She had a similar aroma to Mom. Maybe Dad had a type of cunt he preferred. I wasn't judging. His wife smelled good. I shoved my stepmom's skirt over her rump and exposed her great ass. I smacked it and said,
Nice. Yeah, she is hot,
groaned Dad.
Damn, she's sucking my dick hard. It's like we're dating again.
I grinned as I ripped down her thong and exposed her juicy folds. She dripped with such juices. It was hot to see. My dick was hard. So hard for my stepmother's pussy. I was just so ready to fuck her hard and make her explode. I pushed my dick against her wet folds. She moaned around Dad's cock, sucking and slurping on him. She pushed back, the lips of her cunt swallowing half of my crown. Her hot flesh felt so inviting. I had to be in her. I thrust to the hilt in her cunt. She squealed in delight.
Damn, that's good.
I groaned.
Fuck, I have a hot stepmom. And a hottie mommy.
Whimpered Mom as she and my sister fingered each other.
And a hot fucking mom.
I grunted as I sank to the hilt in my stepmom's pussy. I loved having her twat around my dick.
Shit, she's tight, Dad. I get why you married her. Wasn't for her personality.
Dad said and chuckled.
Damn, but if she's going to be a horny sex bunny, then I'm all for that.
I grinned at Dad as I drew back my cock. His wife gripped my dick. She held me tight. I loved that wet pussy massaging me. The pleasure washed through me. I ran back into her cunt. I filled her to the hilt. It was so hot to have all that cunt around my dick. I pumped away at her cunt. I fucked her so hard. I pounded my stepmother's twat with force. My nuts slapped into her clit. She moaned around dad's cock. She suckled on her husband's dick as I pumped away at her. I loved every second of this. It was so hot fucking my stepmom like this. It was a delicious thrill to pound her cunt. I savored that hot cunt wrapped around my dick. She massaged me with that delicious twat.
Dad, I love fucking your wife.
I groaned. Pound her cunt. Dad groaned.
Shit, she's sucking so hard.
Damn, Bella, nurse on my dick. She squealed around his cock. The sloppy sounds she made were so hot to hear. I loved them as I plunged to the hilt in her cunt again and again. I fucked her pussy for all that I had. I loved every last second of burying into her. She gripped me. She held me tight with that hot cunt. It was a magical moment to fuck her so hard. I buried my dick to the hilt in her snatch. I loved every last second of plowing into her. It was a magical moment to fuck her with force. I thrust to the hilt in her twat. She wiggled her hips back and forth. She stirred her cunt around my cock. I loved that heat. It was fantastic to feel her pussy around me like that. It was fantastic fucking my dad's wife. She moaned around his cock.
Shit, I'm going to flood your wife's cunt.
I groaned.
Or should I pull out?
She's on the pill. He groaned.
Unload in her.
I grinned and slammed deep and hard into my stepmother's pussy. She squealed around dad's cock again, her pussy growing hotter and hotter. She had to be getting closer to coming. Closer to climaxing on me. I savored every plunge into her pussy. She held me tight with her juicy snatch as I fucked away at her. My nuts tightened as they slapped into her clit. The pressure grew and grew. I would have such a huge climax. I would just burst in her. Just dump all my cum into her pussy. It was such a magical moment to have all that pressure building and building in my nuts. I loved every last second of slamming my dick into her pussy. I fucked her with force. She squealed around dad's cock as her pussy went wild around my dick.
Shit, yes.
I groaned as my stepmom's cunt suckled at me. I slammed into her and erupted. I pumped my cum into my stepmom's pussy. She squealed in delight as my cum soaked her womb. Her hot twat suckled at me while dad threw back his head. He grunted as he pumped his cum into her mouth. She gulped it down while her cunt suckled at my dick. She nursed at me with that hot snatch of hers. It was just fantastic to feel her spasming flesh. The pleasure slammed through me. Ecstasy crashed into my mind.
Fuck.
I groaned.
Ooh, cummies in her.
Cherry said.
Cummies in our steppy mommy's pussy.
Yes, yes, give her all your cummies. Mommy squealed while Tina moaned into her ball gag. Mrs. Mayers gasped behind me. She must be drowning herself in pussy cream. I loved the idea that she was gulping down her own juices. That sounded so hot as I dumped my spunk into my stepmother's hot and spasming snatch.
Damn, Bella.
Groaned Dad.
Damn, you're going to be such an amazing wife now.
She squealed around his cock, her pussy milking me dry. I fired the last of my cum into her snatch. I loved the feel of her cunt rippling around me. Dad grunted and panted. He must have just finished coming in her. He stepped back, pulling his cock from her mouth, and sat down heavily on his recliner. He panted, looking like he just had an amazing cum. I bet he did. His wife smacked her lips as she squeezed her cunt down on my dick.
Oh, honey bunny, that was such nummy yummy awesomey cummies.
My stepmom squealed.
Ooh, I loved you them so much. Thank you, oh, so muchy much for jizzying in my mouth. I love you.
She ripped her cunt off my cock and jumped onto my dad's lap. Her butt cheeks jiggled while her pussy dripped with my jizz. She grabbed dad's cock and pressed him right into her pussy. She squealed as she slammed down him.
My hubby's biggie dick.
She squealed.
Ooh, ooh, it's just so goody. Your son has a goody dick too, but yours. Yours is the bestest bestie best.
Damn straight it is. Dad groaned and slapped his hands down on her ass. The slaps echoed.
Fuck, I can't believe I'm still hard.
Bimbo app perk. I said as I moved up.
You can keep going and going. Mind if I fuck her asshole?
Shit, fuck away. Dad groaned.
But she's not going to be like this around other guys? You're my son, but... You can spend 20 bimbo crystals to lock her down. It's expensive, but when you get some other bimbos, there are definite ways to make money with them.
I pressed my cock into my stepmom's butt crack.
Ooh, ooh, two cocks.
She cooed as I found her asshole.
Lucky ducky me.
So lucky ducky. Mrs. Waters whimpered.
I love you having two dickies in all my holes. Just love you it so much.
I smiled as I nuzzled my dick into my stepmom's asshole. I pushed against her anal ring. She shuddered as I drilled against her. I loved the way she whimpered as I did that. Her back door stretched and stretched open. She arched her back as she rode dad, sliding her cunt up his dick. Her anal ring swallowed my cock. I shuddered as I sank inch after inch of my dick into my stepmom's asshole. That was such a thrill. Her hot bowels devoured my cock. I reveled in the velvety texture as she rode dad. He grunted as his wife worked her cunt up and down his dick. I sank to the hilt in her, reveling and enjoying every inch of my stepmother's asshole. Mom and Cherry kissed as they squealed, coming on each other. I drew back my cock. Her tight asshole gripped my dick. That was a perfect moment to feel. I loved how she held me. She had such a delicious hold on me. My nuts tightened as I slammed back into her anal depths.
Yes, yes, yes.
She moaned.
Hubby and his sonny are fucking me. Ooh, 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 this is the bestie part of being a wife. Fucking my hubby and my steppy son.
That's right.
I groaned and pounded her asshole. Dad and I are going to have some fun with you.
I buried to the hilt in her asshole. I fucked her hard and fast, savoring this one chance to fuck her. If Dad locked her down, she would never have sex with another guy. But that was okay. She was his wife. I was just glad to enjoy this one-time opportunity. I pumped away at my stepmom's asshole. I fucked her bowels hard and fast. She squeezed her anal sheath down on me. It was such a wonderful rush to have gripping me. I buried to the hilt in her asshole as she rode Dad.
Ooh, such goody thrills to have two dickies in me.
She moaned, her blonde hair swaying before me.
Yes, yes, goody, yes. I love you so much.
I bet you do. I groaned, slamming into her cunt. Just squeeze that asshole around my dick.
Ride me, Bella.
Dad grunted. Work that hot cunt up and down my dick.
I own this cunt. Yepers, you do, honey bunny.
She clamped her asshole down on my cock.
You owny all of me. I'm your wifey wife.
Your lifey wife. That's what marriage is. Damn straight it fucking is.
Dad growled. Work that cunt up and down my dick.
That's it. Yes, you're my fucking bimbo wife.
Yes, you are.
Work that pussy up and down me.
I'm going to fill you with so much cum.
I grinned as I pounded my stepmom's asshole. I was so ready to nut in her. Just pump all my cum into her asshole. I hammered her hard and fast, loving every second of thrusting to the hilt in her anal sheath. She gripped me tight, loving me. Dad and I were double fucking his wife. I slammed into my stepmother's asshole with hard strokes. I buried into her with everything that I had. It was just an amazing rush to pound her. It was just perfect. I hurtled toward that bursting point. I would have a huge climax. I would just flood her asshole with so much spunk. She gasped and moaned, her blonde hair flying around her shoulders. She squeezed down on my shaft, massaging me with that tight sheath.
Damn, you have such a tight ass.
I groaned.
Such a tight ass stepmom.
Oh, that's so sweetie of you to say. She moaned.
Honey bunny, your sonny is such a sweetie heart. I love you him.
Ooh ooh, and your cock is so biggy and thicky and dicky.
I'm gonna have such a huge mungus cummy on you.
Damn straight you are. Groaned Dad.
And you better make my boy come hard too.
Fuck, he's earned it.
He's fucking earned it.
I grinned, feeling so good right now. It was amazing having Dad's approval. I fucked his wife so hard. I pounded her hard. Fast. I wanted to help make her explode on our dicks. I couldn't wait for all that pleasure to sweep through me. My nuts tightened as I slammed in other bowels. I grunted as I came closer and closer to erupting in her. She squeezed down on me, her hot flesh massaging the crown of my dick. This was just perfect to enjoy.
Shit, that's good.
Dad groaned.
Damn, that's amazing.
I love you so much. My stepmom purred.
Just big and thick and big and thick. You're both going innie and outie. My pussy and my buddy hole love your dick so much.
Fuck yes. I groaned.
Your asshole is so fucking tight.
Tidy hottie asshole. Squealed the bimbo. She bounced even faster on Dad's cock. She worked her cunt up and down him, massaging him. This was so hot. Her butt cheeks jiggled as I slammed to the hilt in her bowels. She gripped me. Teased me. Such a fucking great stepmom. Every thrust into her asshole brought me closer and closer to coming. My bimbos watched, their boobies out. Mrs. Waters gasped as she climaxed on her fingers.
Ooh ooh, so hottie.
She squealed.
So fucking hot.
I groaned, burying into my stepmom's asshole.
Shit, work that cum up and down my dick, Bella.
Dad groaned.
I'm going to spurt my cum into that twat. Just flood you.
My stepmom squealed in delight as she plunged down him. I shuddered, hammering her hard. I was so close to that moment of coming. Just so ready to burst in her. I slammed my dick into her bowels and drew back.
Cummies!
My stepmom gasped as she slammed down Dad's cock.
Yay!
Her asshole spasmed around my shaft. I loved the way her hot flesh convulsed around my dick. It was so hot having her velvety sheath suckling at me. This heat rippled around my cock as she bucked on our shafts.
Cummies and me!
Squealed my stepmom.
Ooh, ooh, give me all your jizzies! Honey bunny and sweetie sunny!
Shit, yes! Grunted Dad. He must be erupting in her now. I slammed to the hilt in my stepmom's convulsing asshole. Her hot flesh suckled at me. I loved the heat spilling through me. It was just perfect to enjoy. I loved every last second of this. My nuts tightened.
Fuck!
I groaned and erupted into my stepmom's asshole. I pumped her full of my cum.
That's so good!
The pleasure slammed through me as her asshole convulsed around me. She suckled on me with such a hungry sheath. I erupted into her again and again. It was just so perfect to have all this ecstasy sweeping through me.
Ooh, such amazing cummies!
She moaned, her bowels suckling at my dick.
My son has the bestest bestie cummies,
Mom said.
Yes, yes, I love your cummies, big brother.
Cherry jiggled her big boobs at me.
Delilicious,
purred Mrs. Waters.
Ooh, just so delilicious, master.
I grinned at those words as I pumped more and more of my cum into my stepmom's asshole. Her hot bowels rippled around me. She milked me. It was an incredible moment to spunk in her bowels. It was fantastic.
Damn.
I groaned as I pumped the last of my cum into my stepmother's asshole.
Damn, that was good.
I pulled out of her bowels and stepped back. Tina whimpered into her ball gag then dropped to her knees before me. She tried to swallow my cock, pressing the rubber ball into my dick before she whimpered in disappointment.
She's just so eager to suck my dick after I fucked a woman in the ass,
I said and undid her ball gag.
I am,
she squealed when I pulled the rubber ball from her lips. Drool spilled down her cheek.
I have to make sure your awesome-y son that I love you with all my heart is cleany and healthy.
She swallowed my dick. I grinned at her sucking on me as I glanced at Dad.
So, who are you going to bimbify first?
Probably my secretary, said Dad.
Ooh, Janice is such a cutie patootie,
moaned Bella.
And how long have you been fucking her, Dad?
I asked. Since I hired her last year, Dad said.
Guess I don't have to worry about this one asking why I'm working late.
She'll want to join in, I said. I was so glad that I had come out to New York. It was so wonderful to bond with Dad. I savored Tina sucking on my cock as Dad started playing with his phone. He was looking at it, seeing what he could do with it, and blinked.
Oh wow, she leveled up. And there are some choices, he said.
Pick wisely, I said.
There are some surprising choices.
Bill Crest. I was at baggage claim at SeaTac Airport, waiting to pick up Chloe Hart. I had just enough bimbos for number 5. It would cost me 81 bimbo crystals out of the 87 I had. I had a great roll on the daily spin to put me over the edge. I knew what she looked like, but I held a sign that read Chloe Hart, anyways. I stood at the base of the escalator as passengers came down. Her plane from LAX had arrived 10 minutes ago. She should be showing up any minute. Then I spotted her. A fresh-faced blonde with glasses. She had the innocence my Barbie had before that prick ruined her. I would have fun with Chloe Hart, though. I would enjoy her tonight. I would put the porn star to the test.
You the guy?
She said with this slight condescension. She flicked her gaze up and down me and grimaced.
My fee doesn't include anal.
Yeah, I said and held up my phone.
Mind if I get a pic?
Yeah, sure. She smiled, her face changing into this look of cute delight. She knew how to act. I had the Bimbo app open. Bimbify Chloe Miller appeared on screen with yes and a no. Unlike Maggie Storm, Chloe's stage name wasn't her real one. I tapped yes and her look became pure, empty-headed delight. She squealed and threw herself at me.
Billy!
She cried.
Oh, Billy, I want to fuck you. My pussy is all wet, tie and itchy and I'm so horny and my vibrator's in my luggage so I couldn't masturbate on the plane. Please, please, fucky me.
Sure, I said. As I led her to the men's room, I texted Eric.
I have both of them. Maggie and Chloe. I'll meet you tomorrow.
This story is continued in the next part. You have been listening to this podcast on the Erotica Podcast Network. Please visit our other podcasts. Their links are in the description of this episode. To support the free Erotica podcasts, visit our Patreon link. This will allow us to continue providing free content as well as it gives members the ability to request future stories with themes of their choosing. Links for everything are in the podcast description.